Welcome, everybody, to episode 550, kind of a milestone on RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
My back hurts and I have to work tomorrow.
Oh, God, man. Double whammy. What about you, Break?
I don't have to work. I've got, like, yard work to do. I got adult stuff to do tomorrow. Does that count?
No, it really doesn't. I mean, even though, like, you work when you don't work, when you do.
Does that mean
work.
You have to take a poop?
Then you can say, I pooped today. Just no fapping. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Breakman?
Like that one guy
at work.
Exactly. No working and fapping, man.
Workplace wanker.
Yeah. We're going to have a lovely show today. I mean, anything from spatial awareness to puke and cats to reviews and in our favorite TV series later on in the show. So that should be a ton of fun. But, man, I can't wait for this show.
Listen
this
to Frank and Break be old.
Oh, shut your hole, man. How dare you?
Hey, Daredevil's going to be on my list. Is that old?
Yeah, exactly. No.
Well,
exactly.
See, it's relatively new.
Yeah.
So is Greatest American Heroes. God damn it.
Greatest American. Are you serious? Oh, man, that's funny. I mean, it had the great theme song for sure. Okay.
I love that show. Like, yeah. the second season, they really went off the rails by adding these kids to the mix. But so by the third season, they kind of realized that they'd fucked up and they kind of relegated the kids to the background. But by then, they probably lost all their ratings.
So was that like Marvel's version of the Super Friends?
Yeah. All right, well, let's get started with this.
RPG news.
Okay, this is the latest RPG news. Eric, take us away.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got a game called Piggin Online, and it's leaving early access.
Oh my god, is it getting protests yet?
Why, because of the name? Piggin?
Yeah, anyway, you know, like, there are church people up in arms as soon as they find out there's a game called Piggin.
Yeah,
online! They're paganizing our kids! They're turning into Satan!
Anyways, it comes out on August 27th, and will be priced at $30. Online hack and slash RPG inspired by Slavic myths that launched in early access in April this year, boasts P versus E modes that can be played both solo and co-op, preferably with friends.
Yeah, from the trailer, it looks good. It looks,
sounds kind of like Smite. Yeah. Sounds like a Smite clone.
Yeah, Smite clone or, yeah, kind of Diablo-esque. It's
but, like,
of,
I think Smite's free to play.
Do you send them demons back to hell, to the pits of the fiery hell, which they came, the depths of the fiery hell in which they came.
Preach, brother Breakman, preach.
Hallelujah, young children, hallelujah.
But maybe it's more robust.
I don't know why, but I raised my arm up when I said that.
It might be more robust than Smite because Smite is a free-to-play game.
Yeah, as long as you don't, start speaking in tongues, Breakman, I think we're all okay. Speaking of,
I've seen way too many like preachers or something. Like they raise their fists in there, like yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And they talk
like,
in weird.
God wants me to throw my fist in his direction. Like fuck you, God.
And they talk in weird accents, and yeah. They repeat other like they have like multiple preachers there, and the one will say something, the other will say the exact same thing, the other one as if we didn't hear it the first time.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. All right, speaking. In tongues.
I showed a video of Frank about these black Southern Baptist preachers or whatever, and it was talking about how child baptism was wrong, and the one guy was just you could barely tell what he was saying because he was almost going into tongues at that point.
Yeah. Speaking of barely being able to see what he's saying.
Please tell me he's like sweating the whole time and he's wiping the sweat off with like a with a handkerchief. Like
sort of was sweating, but he was wiping it off.
Lord, you know. Lord, oh God, she's insane stuff like that.
Yeah. Every time I think of like Southern preachers like that, I think of like Brother Love from WWE. You remember that breakdown? You know, just, I mean, I just can't help but think it like that's how they talk. Like his character was exactly, yeah. I mean, I guarantee if you talk to him, he based his character off the, like Southern Baptist. You know, it was like so funny. All right. Speaking of not being able to pronounce shit, Breakman, next story.
What are you talking about me like that for?
I didn't. I said no such thing.
RPG site has given us a live thing here that I don't even want to do this anymore. Okay, let's see here. During the Project Soccer Wars monthly live stream held today in Japan, Sega delivered even more information about the game, including much awaited release date announcement. It will be available in Japan on December 12th. The stream also showed the long teased battle gameplay footage. However, in a drastic departure from the past series games, which had more tactics-style gameplay, Project Soccer Wars instead has an action-oriented battle system. Toshihiro Nagoshi. Nagoshi?
Yeah, you're doing
is it Nagoshi?
Good,
how is that?
Nagoshi.
Is it Nagoshi or... Okay, is it Nagoshi? Okay.
Yeah.
Of the Yakuza series fame also showed up at the stream when they discussed combat, confirming this team's involvement and its development.
Well, it should be at least good in the gameplay department.
Yeah.
Also revealed in the streamer. Two Chinese characters from the Shanghai Review. Multiple reviews from all over the world are gathering in Tokyo for the international friendly competition games known as the World Review War. Wow. Friendly, they called it a world war. Okay, then. Do you want me to read a review?
Well, review is like a theatrical term.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it explains the action here. A review formed after the establishment of WLOF based in Shanghai. They performed city defense jobs, and they were also tasked to protect Tokyo until the Imperial Review had been rebuilt. They were the ones who repelled the demon that appeared in the train station when Sajuro had just arrived in Tokyo. When working in Tokyo, they stay and work at a Chinese restaurant located in Ginza. The review leader, Xiao Long, is also known as an able chef whose fried rice is so popular it generates long queues outside the restaurant. During battles, they pilot the spherical fighter Wang Long, which has an offensive exterior that looks like a dragon. The pilots can perform nimble movements to launch martial arts imbued with fire.
Yeah, so basically what reviews are is that like some government organization will set up like a front somewhere and they'll operate and they'll have that legitimate business going on. Like when there's a crisis, they'll just spring into action with whatever they fight with.
Yeah, with their Wang Longs apparently.
The Wang Longs are the mechs in the game.
Yeah, I bet they are. I bet they are mechs.
Yeah, somebody's compensating for something.
And it's not Wang, it's Wong.
Oh,
Why is your Wang Long so long? shut up! Shut up.
You know, what I was going to say, you know what I love mostly about Breakman reading the news? It's not so much that he mispronounces the Japanese most of the time, but he like hesitates anytime he comes up to a word that even semi might be. And it's like the funniest thing to like hear that pause between like that word and him actually, you know, going into it, like whether it's a name or a word or something. I love it, man. It's awesome. That's why you're on the show, man. I mean,
yeah.
So a lot of people were worried saying this is going to be like Front Mission Evolution, which was awful action RPG departure from the strategy RPG series that it was known for, and they were afraid this was going to take a similar route. But considering the Asuka people are helping with the combat system, I think it's going to turn out fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd much rather have a strategy RPG myself because I'm kind of lamenting the death of turn-based.
Yeah, I know, man. I didn't see much.
I mean, there's something to be said from like being able to pace yourself in a game because you don't have to worry about all the constant stimuli that comes from an action.
You know what?
Game.
Mark that down.
If you want like a turn based, you gotta turn to mobile games. I mean, yeah, really, like Kemco, for instance, like they've got just tons and tons of those.
We need to add that as a topic for next week, Eric. Mark that down for next week for Free For All. We'll talk about that. The death of traditional turn-based RPG is my favorite.
Well, it's not dying, it's just severely diminished.
Yeah. No, we need to talk about that because that's an important topic for this show.
Yeah, there is a heavier influence. Jesus Christ. it's more heavily influenced by action games.
Yeah. We need to talk about it because there's plenty to talk about that. Next week on the show, we'll talk about that.
And I agree, like, with Eric. Like, that's one of the things I loved about RPGs is if a fight was too hard, you go and get stronger.
Yep, exactly.
You level up, like...
And now they're making all these games action RPGs, and they require you to be skilled.
Yeah.
Well, there are games like, without a game genie, I would have never beat Contra as a kid.
Really? I beat Contra.
Not even with 30 lives. Not even with the 30 lives.
Really? I beat it with, like, just the normal lives, because I didn't even need it.
Yeah, shut up.
All right, let's move on to the next story coming to us from RPGsite.net. Massive Online Sandbox RPG Citadel Forged with Fire launches October 11th for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. The game has been in early access since summer. 2017, and the console versions will be available at retail through Solutions 2 Go, the exclusive worldwide distribution partner. It's developed by Toronto indie outlet Blue Isle Studios. I think I've heard of Blue Isle Studios before. In the game, you play as aspiring wizards learning the arts of wizardry and broomstick flying while ultimately building a kingdom. Are these wizards or are they witches? Weird. Since its early access launch...
Well, it's kind of like Harry Potter. It's like, just... we're going to call girls witches and we're going to call boys...
Wizards.
Wizards or warlocks or whatever.
Yeah. So there's.
I took on my word there. I was trying to say. I was gonna say. Doesn't that sound like Harry Potter?
Yeah, maybe.
Harry made me choke. So fuck you, Harry.
So there's some details, but there's a trailer that I've been playing, but graphically it looks okay. Gameplay they don't show much, but it's kind of a third person / first person kind of game. I don't know. There's not a lot to glean from
just
the
watching
trailer.
The video. It looks generic.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, it does look a little generic, to be honest with you. But there's some interesting concepts in there. I don't know.
I do like the first person perspective. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Usually
it's
third person, so
yeah.
It's not much of a change. I mean,
yeah. Massive fantasy world, study the arcane arts, create alliances, and forge an empire. It really does sound generic, man. Fight, tame, and ride legendary beasts. Build and fortify epic castles. Find a near limitless variety of loot, and achieve the power of flight. So
building castles sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, but I mean,
But you're right. Like, you can get your own homes in games like World of Warcraft and shit.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. It's nothing new. I mean, it just seems like an amalgamation of a lot of things that other people have done. But I don't know. We'll have to wait till it comes out.
Maybe they'll do a good job of it. I mean,
yeah. Maybe
That's all you can hope. If it's generic, at least, like, as far as like your idea is generic, at least make the gameplay solid.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next story, Eric.
Next story is from I might have accidentally closed the chat, but
I was gonna say I can read that story, but you closed
chat. No, I got it, but this is from RPG Site. Strategy RPG Tears of Avia to release for Xbox One and Steam later this year. Indie developer Cuckoo Squeaky.
That is in the running for greatest name of all time for a developer.
Cuckoo Squeaky. I'm writing this down. This is fantastic.
It will release on Xbox One and PC via Steam later this year. Oh, so it's not an Epic Store game.
Yeah, you need to get this one, Breakman. This is a strategy RPG. So
just for the name of the developer, I think I should.
Yeah.
Cuckoo Squeaky deserve credit.
Dungeons in chat. Welcome, Dungeon.
Anyways, this is for combat. Create your party from 5 different classes and dozens of playable characters. Combine hundreds of unique skills to ensure victory and never have the same fight twice, as each character features its own upgrade and leveling tree.
Cool.
Yeah. All right.
I guess I had to limit it to 5 because I guess you got a bunch of options between those 5.
Yeah, it looks pretty. I mean, that I can say. It looks pretty. Not much in the way of gameplay from the trailer, but looks good. It's like kind of colorful. I guess is the best way to describe it. I always have a hard time describing artwork in video games, you know, because I don't know specific artists like off the top of my head, but
All the anime characters look the same.
Yeah, there's differences, man. Like
there's slight differences, like, oh, this one has breasts, that one must be a female.
How dare you.
Yeah, I really get annoyed when, like, the only defining feature that they want to show you that telegraphs that this person is a needle woman is just to make their breasts big.
Well, no.
Yeah, that's kind of what that video looked like.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is, like, there's differences, like, you know, the artist for, obviously, Dragon Ball and Dragon Quest, what's his name,
Kira Toriyama.
Yeah, Toriyama. You definitely know his artwork. You know, it's unmistakable. There are people like that that you can really, really tell. All right. Who did that story? Was that
Eric did? That means this one coming from live from RPG site about Big Ben Interactive acquires Greedfall developer Spiders. Oh, there's a developer called Spiders?
Yeah, that's cool.
That's some kind of surprising. Let me see here. That was a French studio, by the way. They made games like Bound by Flame and The Technomancer and upcoming game Greedfall.
I heard the Bound by Flame wasn't that great, but I heard okay things about Technomancer.
Yeah, they also did a game called Surrender. I don't know if you know that game, Breakman, but, you know.
Ooh, tell me more.
That was a joke.
You know, never mind. Anyway.
Yeah, Dungeon says,
I got the joke. I was turning it into a sex joke. This comes after the acquisition of Cyanide Studio. Wow, that's a pretty awesome name too. What is this, Awesome Name Day?
Yeah, exactly.
Big Ben Interactive, Spiders, Cyanide, and of course the greatest name ever, Cuckoo Squeaky.
Yeah, exactly.
We gotta get them on the show. We gotta find out how they came up with that name.
Yeah, Cuckoo Squeaky. It's probably some weird Japanese.
And they're a Japanese developer, so unless they have an English person on their team.
Yeah. Shit. Damn it. Yeah. Anyway, so let me see. Cyanide Studios in May 2018 was that's when they acquisitioned them. So over a year ago. They made games like Paranoia, Happiness is Mandatory, Wolverine Apocalypse, and Earthblood. And Echo Software in September 2018, they made Warhammer Chaos Bane. Spiders, situated in Paris, is an almost exclusive work with Focus Home Interactive as a publisher for their titles, but has also remained as an independent studio up until now.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling down. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's taking a moment here. Acquisition of Spiders, Big Ben accelerates the buildup of its video game development unit. Big Ben announced the signing of an agreement for the acquisition. Why the fuck am I basically repeating myself?
Yeah, don't read the rest, man. Let me just read chat here. Dungeon says, hopefully Greedfall is good. He says, sounds interesting. It's like Age of Discovery, Europe colonizing the New World, but the natives have magic. Yeah. No, that. I mean,
the only thing that I hate about this is guaranteed people are going to lose shit.
Yeah.
When there's an acquisition, there's usually, like, job loss.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
I don't know, man. I mean, a small independent...
I got the press release for this,
Not always that way, because they're, like, for instance, the company I work for, they just expand. They don't...
If it's small enough, I don't think that there'll be much of a job loss at all, but you never know. I mean, we'll know more.
Hopefully there's
none.
Future.
Yeah, hopefully there's none. let's move on to the next story from... RPGsite.net is the website of choice today. Onanaki demo, now available on PlayStation Network, Nintendo eShop, and Steam. We talked about this before. Let's see. So it was available July 23rd, so it's been a couple days. Demo contains both the story mode, where the player can experience the game's opening section, as well as battle mode, featuring a mid-game character. Story mode progress can be transferred to the full game at launch. I always love that when... you can take your progress in a demo over to the game. That makes a huge difference, and I think that's a great feature of a demo, for sure. And then there's a description. I think we've talked about this before. I'm playing the trailer, and I think I played this trailer before. It looks actually really, really good. It's kind of, you know, Final Fantasy-esque in a way, I guess. I don't know. Looks good. Looks good to me. I don't know if you guys saw the trailer for this, but... you know, you can do the
I haven't downloaded the demo yet, so I don't know what to think of it.
You could do the whole alchemist thing by upgrading your weapons and stuff like that. So it looks interesting. Looks cool. It looks like a Japanese RPG take on like a Diablo, I guess. You know, I always go back to Diablo when it's like kind of like that isometric type view, but you know, looks good. I don't know. I don't have any issues with it. Eric, let's move on to the next one.
Okay, the next article is from RPG Site and Super Robot Wars V and Super Robot Wars X are coming to Nintendo Switch and PC, Steam specifically in Japan, which probably means an international release.
Yeah,
at least on the PC side, but you could always import the Switch version, which will be in English, These two MechaCraft RPGs were first released in 2017 and 2018, respectively, on PlayStation 4 and Vita. And the most recent game came out that was Super Robot Wars T this year. Got a simultaneous Switch release alongside the other two versions. But we don't know about that coming in English or Steam. But I think you can get the English version. But yeah. But anyways, it said it'll be, it's like, oh, that's for coverage. But it has, it's gonna have all the 20 bonus scenarios that will release as DLC. So,
sorry about that.
The thing was, I was apprehensive on buying the PS4 and Vita versions because I was kind of anticipating a Switch release, but the big problem with importing the Asian copy is that, getting DLC might be hard because a lot of the reasons that these games were released physical only in Asia is because places like China don't have an eShop or whatever. So include that probably meant that they had to wait until it was all really ready before they released it.
Yeah. All right, anything else on that, Eric, before we move on?
It says here that there'll still be day one early purchase incentives for extra upgrade parts and early unlocks of series original robots, Huckbine and Grungust. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, what he said.
But no time frame for these ports. And it says, although an English localization hasn't been confirmed, yeah, we can assume that that will happen eventually. But it doesn't say anything about pricing either, but they better be discounted.
Yeah. Maybe this next
game. I heard X wasn't that great, so if you're going to pick up any of these, you just get V.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, on to the next story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Dragonstar Varnir set to release on Steam in 2019. And there's several updates, so let's get back to, I guess.
Yeah, we talked about it before, and both the dates changed.
Okay, let's see here. So I'm just gonna go ahead and skip that. The final update is Idea Factory has pushed back Dragonstar Varnir's Steam launch from September to October. I'm fine with them.
Probably for the same reasons that NISA has delayed Cold Steel 3. They just can't compete with the rest of the games of September.
Yeah,
it could, but they say they want additional time for better optimization. So it sounds like they are
wise.
Actually
going
to
work on it.
Yeah.
No, although that's probably true, considering some of their previous ports have had issues.
Yeah, and it might have the extra benefit of not being demolished by everything else that's going out in September. September's a huge... huge ass month for video games.
September also has Contra, which I'm going to pick up. I'm going to probably pay for it in advance just so I can afford to get Dragon Quest at the end of the month.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next story. Come to us live from Silicon Era. Bokuhime Project is an all ages cross dressing game. Wow. That's the first time I've ever heard that sentence. Here is
what
its all ages cross dressing game. Here's its first trailer. So there's no trailer there, but
well, they probably. Nice. It's there. You can click on it.
Let me refresh the page. Maybe see a. Nope, it's not. They must have took it down, man. I don't
know. No, your link is probably busted or something.
No, I see it, the whole article.
Your computer sucks. I can click on it and I can even play it.
Well. Yeah, I wished I could, but I cannot. Yeah, I don't see it. I don't know why it's not coming.
Yeah, your browser's broken.
Yeah, my browser's not broken. Everything else has been working.
So, like, I remember in the past, like, sometimes, like, JPEG site wouldn't load, so it's kind of like that.
Yeah, well, whatever. But anyways, I think it's interesting. It's a cross-dressing, all-ages cross-dressing game, which is unusual.
I mean, just, there's no lewds.
Yeah, no lewds. It's just...
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
And the idea behind this game is that apparently there's a school that you go to save these girls from, I guess, being humiliated somehow by defeating all the idols in the school or something.
Yeah. I said, what now?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. Just, yeah. Exactly.
I guess the sisters entered this competition. They have no chance of winning, so you have to basically beat them all.
Yeah. All right, Eric, next story, please.
But next story is Labyrinth Life and Omega Labyrinth Life. Because the reason they cut out Omega from the PlayStation 4 release is because Sony has a problem with boobies.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, because like in the logo for the Switch version, you could see that there's a silhouette of a girl. And the Omega symbol looks like your pair of breasts.
Oh, boy. I mean, that's what people are pissed off about.
And so, of course, the title reflects the idea that they probably are also getting rid of any of the objectionable content in the game.
I can understand, though, like... No, I'm just kidding. What the fuck?
Yeah, Sony, you need a kick in the head, and the CAO needs to be replaced ASAP.
You know,
how dare they censor this?
We've talked,
sons of bitches.
Yeah, we've talked about this ad nauseum.
I think the only reason that this is coming to the West is because D3 Publisher is too big of a publisher to piss off.
Yeah, I'm at a loss. I don't know what else we can do as older gamers to get the, you know.
They should just skip the PS4 version and work on doing a port for the PC.
Yeah. No, I really don't get this. By the way, I think it's a Silicon Era problem with Chrome, Erica, because all the Silicon Era videos aren't coming up. But anyways, we've talked about this Breakman on the show before. Like, what is it going to take for... I think what it's going to take is gamers that actually are way older and actually speak up and speak out. You know what I mean?
The only problem with this game, though, is like it's digital only. So if you want a physical copy, you'll have to look for an Asian version of the game, which is available for sale right now. If you want to buy it right now, you don't want to wait.
Yeah.
Even though it's coming out in like less than a week now, because Thursday is the launch date.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've talked about it before on this show, Breakman. Censorship, I think everybody knows where we stand on that. I honestly think that they should have a special section for every service, including Nintendo. If you want to put mature games there and adult-only games there, then so be it. You know, let us
purchase... Yeah, I want the Mario porn games.
Well, I want to call this mature because the whole conceit is that it's... titty.
Right, no, but what
every time Mario gets a mushroom, instead of getting bigger, his penis gets bigger.
Or even uncensored games, Eric. Like there should be an outlet that these games can come out in their full form.
Where's my 18+ porn games on console?
It's not even about porn. It's like just uncensored things. Like, I know that there are games that have come out for Sony that have been censored for certain content, like boobs, or you know, like what's the other one? Panty shots. Really? I mean, you're gonna fucking censor a game for that? You don't think we?
Gamers... yes, these girls are not—they're minors, but that's beside the point.
No, I mean, I understand the sentiment, but I really wish that there would be some form of outlet that we. It's kind of insulting to older gamers here in the United States. It really is. It's like Sony thinks like we're so sensitive to sex. It's like, really? Everybody has sex, dude. I mean, come on, Mr. Sony. Let's get with the times here. You know, let's not be coy or...
It's so weird. It's like years ago, like back when Xenoblade X came out on the Wii U, Nintendo's Treehouse... was doing a little localization for that, and they cut some stuff out of the game. Now Treehouse doesn't do games like that anymore.
Yeah.
And Nintendo is letting publishers, third-party publishers, make whatever they want as long as it's not straight-up porn.
Are there any PlayStation 4 adults-only games? Because there's none that I know of. Did any come out in Japan?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole thing. The platform holders don't want porn on their console.
No, I understand that. But like, I mean, I would think that there would be some, you know, third-party kind of...
No.
You know,
No, because like Eric's saying, the Xbox, Sony, and Nintendo don't want porn on their consoles, so yeah.
they can't put it on their console unless you make
an unlicensed game.
I
don't think people have made unlicensed games since the NES era, because making an unlicensed disc-based game is very difficult. And you can't get a game on a digital storefront without platform holder.
Yeah. I understand.
China begs to differ with making it being difficult to...
Yeah, but those are usually on bootleg consoles anyway. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, Dungeon says indies can't. Xbox and PlayStation are fenced markets. That's so true. I really wish that they would allow like a marketplace, like, you know, for
people. If you want porn that's like an unlicensed product, you have to go to somewhere like itch.io.
And it's not necessarily
like porn, not just porn, but like adult content.
Yes.
Like, can we deal with like real relationships and stuff like that? Like,
that's exactly right. Like more mature concepts. That's what Brake and I have been screaming about for years.
Well, you have to convince not only the platform holders, but also the gaming audience themselves to stop playing games like Call of Duty and a Battle Royale.
You know,
shit.
The closest.
Well, you don't really have to, because Call of Duty's had a lot of problems lately with their oversaturation.
Yeah. You know what's really interesting? The closest game that I can think of that what you're talking about, Breakman, is Catherine. And I know Catherine's got a new version coming out on the PS4 that it'll be interesting to see how that does, because it deals with a lot of like mature relationship type issues. And it's an interesting game. It's a puzzle kind of quiz game, and it's interesting. I really wish that they would look at games like that and understand that there is a market for a more mature, not just porn. I mean, there is a market for that too, and I really wish that they would allow that in a specific, you know, kind of gated way on their platforms. But because I definitely don't want kids like, you know, getting into that stuff and like, you know, the parents horrified that they, you know,
picked up a Bukkake game or something. I feel Sony took a turn for the worse when Yoshida left.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, Eric. All right, let's move on. I think it's Eric's turn, isn't it?
Yeah. But, let me close this link. Okay. Okay, we are at the the third to last. Monster Rancher's getting a port this year, apparently.
That's weird.
So we don't even know if it's like a port remake where they're like, it'd have to be a remake at this point, because if they tried porting the original PlayStation version, people are going to say how ugly it is.
Yeah, what the hell is this shit? I could see it already, the bitching, but...
Oh, God, just looking at the box art, like, Jesus Christ, we can't have that.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was called Monster Farm in Japan, so they have no real date announced, but it's going to come out by the end of the year in Japan, but no international release.
Yeah, so this is a non-story pretty much. I mean,
we'll talk about it more once we actually have info, but the fact that they're even doing this is just bizarre.
It is bizarre. All right, this next story might
be... Really? You want to compete against Pokemon after all this time?
Yeah. All right, this next story might be bizarre too. Breakman?
This is coming to us live from Crunchyroll. Steins Gate Chiyomaru Shakura buys out Mages, goes independent.
Yeah, Shakura.
Yeah.
I thought that's what I said.
Yeah, Shakura? That's what I was affirming it.
Oh, okay, cool. Times are changing for video game company Mages, known for titles like Steins Gate, Robotics Notes, and Occult 9. And they really like the semicolon there for some reason. And many more. The latest management update has the studio going independent thanks to a buyout by President Chiyomaru, right?
Maru.
Yeah.
Maru. Okay. Shikura's own, his own studio. Anyway, the Manjimba, which has his studio purchasing all shares held by parent company Dwango, went down on July 12th. As a result, Mages is no longer a subsidiary of Kadokawa Group, but the company expects to hold on to the solid mutual relationship in the future. Leadership and its newfound independence, Mages hopes to make its business decisions faster and more flexible than ever before.
So maybe more of this stuff will actually get localized quicker. Yeah. So I think that was the biggest problem with Robotics Notes coming to the West in the first place, because like the rights holder said no or something.
And basically, they're betting on themselves, so good luck.
Yeah. Looks like Freak Five's in chat and Lurks is in chat. Welcome back, Lurks, and welcome back, Freak. Nice to see you guys in there. All right. Next story comes to us from Eurogamer. This is actually something really weird. Amazon is finally retiring Prime Video from the Wii U. I know, isn't that weird? Like,
why is this a news release?
Well, there are a lot of people.
It's kind of a homie discount, though. So keep reading.
Yeah, let me read here. It says, as of 26 September, Wii U owners will no longer be able to access Amazon Prime Video from their devices.
Yeah, all five of them are mad.
Yeah. I had a Wii U. I like the Wii U.
I'm sorry, all six of them.
How dare you? Prime Video users have been receiving emails informing them of the bad news and offering $25 credit towards buying a certain Fire TV device to help cushion the blow.
And Fire TV devices are like $30, so it's like you only have to pay $5 for Fire TV.
It's a really nice concession to these people, but I find it weird that they would not be servicing the Wii U anymore. There's plenty of Wii U's still out there. Why not just keep it on there?
It's a financial drain because not enough people are using it.
I'm guaranteeing Nintendo has the numbers on how many people are using their Wii U's.
Yeah.
And it's probably not enough for Amazon to continue.
Yeah, Freak 5 says he still has a Wii U. So yeah,
right, you still have one, but how often are you using it?
Yeah.
I never used it to watch Amazon Prime video.
Yeah, I guess it's – I mean, this really is not a big
deal. Because I never subscribed to Amazon Prime because paying $100 a year.
Yeah. Holy shit,
it was $100 a year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're better off buying the Fire TV and getting Amazon Prime video that way.
Yeah, it's like it's like $20 a month if you do it month to month, man. It's actually – I like Amazon's service, but after finding out how they treat their employees, I'm like –
Oof. Yeah, and that's another reason, because I hate buying games from there.
Yeah, I do too, man.
I only do it when the deal's too good to pass up.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, unfortunately, they have a lot of those.
Yeah. All right, and it looks like we got one more story, Eric.
One more story is Rockman related. So this will be pleasing me and Breakman. But Rockman X Dive.
Well, we'll see if it pleases us.
Yeah. But I don't know. I've seen a lot of videos from Shadow Rock ZX, and it sounds like it's going to be at least competent. But,
the videos look good, but it's going to come down to the controls, I think.
But, you could always circumvent the phone controls with getting a gamepad. But,
that's true.
But, says just 2 days after its announcement, Capcom's Taiwan's latest entry into the mobile series, Rockman X Dive, as it seems to be its proper stylization, has more info and such for us to dive into. Hopefully this is it for the rest of the week. I leave for Otakon in the morning. First and foremost comes a new trailer, which I can't show you here unless Frank wants to play it.
I can't. I'm having like issues playing certain videos on.
I told you your browser's fucking broken.
No, it's not broken. It might need to be updated. I don't know. I'll have to look at that later.
You need to close the browser and start
up. It's not broken. It's sick. It's
yeah, horrible. Probably, man.
But it's just we don't get to see a whole lot going on here, including any playable characters. Besides, well, there's been info since then, so this article's kind of old. But they've confirmed Ultimate Armor X, and you can play Zero. You can play as Marino from Command Mission X, as well as Cinnamon and Alia and all those characters.
And oh, it looks like you mean characters we don't give two shits about.
Anti-vax or Breakman, you're something else, man.
Anyways, you can swap between the X-Buster and Z-Saber, so you have a primary and sub-weapon. They have cooldowns, but the cooldowns are relatively short. And you get a special weapon in addition to that. And Zero can fight with a Gatling gun. And there's a lock-on system that was from X7 that they put in here because it's a mobile game and they need people to be able to play properly somehow. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
But it looks like you're actually playing through actual side-scrolling levels, so it's not an Elder Scroller like that terrible Rockman Zover game that came out. Mm-hmm. I don't know, did you ever bother playing that, Break?
No.
I don't think they ever made a Western release, but you could probably just go through the iPhone store or Android store and download the Japanese version. But it says it's a free to play game, and so I'm guessing microtransactions will be like unlock characters early and like maybe like cheats. But because it doesn't sound like there's any gacha elements.
Yeah. Freak5 says, I like Prime, free videos, free shipping, and tons of free ebooks. Yeah, no question.
It's using a modified version of the Rockman X Irregular Hunter / Maverick Hunter game engine. So at least it looks semi-decent. And here's the performance specs for the optimization of the game. It's insane. Let's see. 120 hertz. And that means a relatively high frame rate, by the way. So,
and they do recommend a controller.
Yeah. And, especially the Kunai, cause like, I guess they're pitching the Kunai because it's going to be one of the few controllers that will be compatible with the game. Yeah.
I'm looking at the Kunai now. It looks like a transformer or some shit.
Yeah, and when you connect it, it kind of looks like a Switch.
Yeah.
But, it says if you want a new phone, I guess the ROG 2 is the new phone that they're advertising for this game, and it's going to cost you $1,000.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I'm good. I'm
no.
Good. That's nonsense.
That's like iPhone 10 territory.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
I have a nice phone as it is. I don't like. I know they get better every year and stuff, but like,
yeah,
I have a Pixel 2, which is a pretty fucking awesome phone.
Yeah.
So, but I'm pretty sure my iPhone 6 could play this game without that.
Bernie just showed me a picture of a Mr. Rogers Funko.
The game comes out. Comes out in the next few months in Taiwan and Asia, but. It is coming into the West, but there's no date on that yet.
Yeah.
So we're going to make Funkos of everything eventually.
Yeah, that's fine.
And that's
we're
going
to get historical Funkos and stuff like that. Yeah, like, that's going to happen. I'm commercial Funkos. Like, there's going to be a Funko for that lady that said, I've fallen and I can't get up. And then the Funko for the, where's the beef?
The
donut guy.
Well, they have.
And then there's Funkos for really crazy shit like Super Conan cereal.
Well, they have.
Yeah, Funko cereal.
They have, they have Funkos for Colonel Sanders. Freak5 is talking about how much weird porn he watches in chat. Whatever.
Actually, he's saying the weird porn you watch.
How does he know?
Do you need glasses, Frank?
Is he like bugging my computer, man? I think you know. You don't know what I watch, Freak5.
Freak5 is a home intruder.
All right, so that's.
Let me clarify too. Freak 5 likes some freaky shit. So if he thinks the shit you're watching is weird, wow.
Yeah. All right.
I got no details here. Like, what is this? Like, grannies and diapers.
Oh, how dare you?
Doing tightrope walking while topless.
Tightrope porn. Tightrope porn.
While shitting on the side of a building.
Oh God. Like, yeah. Can you imagine
what
that?
What are you into, Frank?
Oh, how dare you? Mug told him. Yeah, Mug is his own man, Freak5. All right. Real quick homie discount, Eric. What do you got for homie discounts?
For homie discount, we have Apparently Judgment's on sale for $40 at most retailers.
Yeah, I did see, I can't remember where I saw it.
I picked my copy up at GameStop today.
Yeah, there was, how dare you.
So Walmart does not have the game apparently though.
Yeah, I didn't see it at Wally World. But Judgment was on sale someplace I saw for $30 and I can't remember where it was.
Yeah, Target. You need to find the Target that has like more than one copy.
Yeah.
Because the only way to get the extra 25% discount is to do order pickup. And then they don't do order pickups for like less than like three copies.
Yeah. See, Freak 5 revealed his fantasy. He says he wants porn with midget amputees, fucking grannies in wheelchairs wearing diapers. So there's that shows you where Freak 5's mindset is. All right. Let's move on to. That harp can mean only one thing, and that is Dear Breakman. What do we got, Breakman? Anything this week?
Let me see here. I'm sorry. I'm scrolling. I wasn't prepared because you have a conversation going on with somebody. I don't know if I want to read his conversation, but it sounds like he's a new listener. I'm hoping he'll be listening a lot more of our shows. I'll say his name, at Crusader666.
Yeah, it's a cool dude.
I hope you listen to more of our shows. I appreciate it. I don't know if you want to read all this stuff because
I'll summarize it real quick. He basically said he just skipped through all the news because he doesn't give a shit about video gaming, which is.
Oh, yeah. Here's another Humi discount I completely forgot about. But apparently, Walmart's selling Fire Emblem Three Houses for $50.
Well, there you go. That's super special. Well, yeah, no, we had a little conversation, and I thanked him for listening to the show. So if you're listening, thanks for listening for sure. But I don't blame you, man. Just skip the news if you don't want the news. You get tons of fun stuff after the news. So, you know, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks,
I mean, if you're not into gaming, that's not the only thing we talk about. Obviously, we talk a lot about, like, skepticism, politics, and then – yeah, you know, we've got our advice column because we're trying to save the world one tweet at a time.
Exactly. I mean, Dear Breakman is definitely saving the world. For
I know.
Sure.
We've done a lot to save the world.
Yeah.
It's slow. I mean, it's one tweet at a time. But
on a side note, does anybody want to buy me Fire Emblem Three Houses?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, me too. You want to buy me a Switch too?
Yeah. While you're at it, like, can you guys put a pre-order down for a PS5 for me? That'd be cool.
I got a Patreon.
You do have a Patreon, Derek. All right, so what else we got, Breakman?
Okay, this one comes for Freak. He says, ask Breakman because he refuses to be – he wants to be a rebel. So at Freak5cast says, what is the best way to clean your ass pooping? And he said hashtag twoop, which I had to have him clarify. That means I was pooping when I wrote this tweet. That's what he said. But yeah. What is the best way to wash your ass after pooping? Well, you get a hose and you
good
spray
day.
It.
Yeah, no, Eric hit on it. That's an easy. How dare you, Bernie? You're exiled. Get out of here.
But most people don't have bidets, so that's why he suggested the hose.
Yeah,
you need to do the Howard Stern way, which is like
wipes.
He has his pants around the ankles, and he kind of like wobbles to the sink, gets the toilet paper wet, and washes his ass off.
No, and I remember that conversation, Breakman, with Stern. There was a company that produced like these flushable wipes that you can get, and that's obviously a great way of wiping your ass.
That's the thing. Don't even though they say they're flushable.
Not.
Like, there's been a lot of problems with those things. Do not flush wipes, please, people.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be an asshole and then totally flush wipes.
Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not trying to stop people from being assholes.
No.
I support that.
The best way is what Eric was suggesting. In this country, we have, for some reason, we have a problem with bidets, which I don't understand, because bidet is the absolute best way to wipe, quote unquote, wipe your ass.
So in lieu of that, use the bathtub and just wash yourself.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times that's a solution too, but you can't like always take a quick shower after you take a shit or something. So, I mean, in lieu of that,
yeah, like that's more like end of day stuff.
Yeah, in lieu of that, like you you know, yeah, those wipies work really well. But I mean, you got to be like a ninja master when it comes to wiping your ass with just toilet paper. Like, you know, you just, I mean, that's what I'm saying. But, you know, but no, bidet is the best way to go for sure. And then in lieu of that, wipes, and then in lieu of
and
that.
The worst way to go is just plain dry toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. Just like air dry is the worst for sure.
Yeah. So. Like you don't want just.
You'll end up with a butt bleed.
Yeah. Oh, God. Even though your ass is gonna bleed from toilet paper, even though they say like the triple cushion and all the what are those things, like it's
two ply and triple ply,
and it's like, yeah, this is soft on your ass, it's still like it's still dry. I'm wiping dry paper on my ass.
Yeah, what about the camping way with the soft leaves?
You need that to dry off after really wipe.
Oh, you need to do it the Demolition Man way with three seashells, right? I still don't understand how that works. It's not supposed to, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's kind of the joke, I think, is it's kind of like you think about this, like, how many years later, what the fucking three seashells? How the fuck did those work?
Yeah, Bernie says Twilight's
that's
worst.
Also probably more likely to scrape your ass than toilet paper is.
Yeah, exactly. Freak 5 says, anal fissures. I use toilet paper with aloe. That's, you know, aloe is very, very good for the skin, so I can see why that works.
I mean,
works.
Yeah, I guess it would work because it's scoopy. So,
yeah, Dungeon appreciated like
the dry toilet paper should be the dry off after you actually wipe.
Yeah, yeah, no, bidet is the way to go. Like, if I could ever afford a bidet and I had room, I would definitely get a bidet. But, anyways, anything
but
else we
Freak
got?
Fry sure. says he, Freak Fry says he douses toilet paper in aloe and then he wipes.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Be sure if you're ever using like somebody else's home and they're out of toilet paper, just because you have to wipe your ass with their shower curtain. Because that's a fucking thing to do. Not have toilet paper.
I think I like that better than three seashells, man. That's awesome, man. Just use like their rug. I mean, you know, if you run out of toilet
paper. You don't want to put a rug on your ass.
Do it like a dog and go outside and just drag your ass.
Drag your ass on their carpet living room like
that. Right, you know what? Even better, right in front of them, drag your ass like a dog, man. That'd be even better. Like, I think your choice of toilet paper sucks. You should have a bidet and then just scoot along the floor wiping your ass. That'd be awesome, man.
I felt softer paper in the gas station parking lot.
This is an outrage. I'm walking out of here.
That's
yeah.
What you get.
Yeah, take this. Floor. Maybe this will make you think twice about your choice of toilet paper as you're dragging your ass. All right, Breakman, anything else we got?
Let me see. You apparently responded to him, and he replied with, I asked Breakman, not old man. And you said we're going to talk about that more in the show. And,
He says he buys toilet paper that already has the aloe. Yeah, you can do that, but it's still dry. It's like,
yeah,
toilet paper.
No, bidet is definitely the way to go, man. All right, what else you got?
I recommend like wipes or get the toilet paper wet. You know, if you don't have wipes and there's a sink right there, you know, there you go.
Yeah, just walk over to the sink. You know, pants all the way
waddle over to the sink like a Howard Stern.
yeah.
And Bernie said he's not an old man from where I'm standing.
Get a high pressure spray bottle or something, and then squirt that sucker up your butt.
Oh God, Jesus Christ, Eric!
Enemas.
Wow. Let's see. Someone made a safety poster showing how to use the seashells as a joke. It's floating out there in the net. Well, I got to check that out. Then that'd be funny. Freak 5 says softer TP in the parking lot, not in the bathroom. All right. What else
I mean, how great of a joke that is that, like, it's still mentioned so many years
exactly,
later.
Exactly. Anything else, Freak?
Yes, Freak says a Facebook page has been created for Dad. I'm bored. Follow the page because when the first episode is released, I will post there about it.
Yeah, I'm not on Facebook, but I tried, like, looking it up, and I couldn't quite find it, Freak 5. So you're going to have to give us a link later on, man, and I'll check that out, and I hardly ever use Facebook, man. You guys need a Twitter feed. You get the Twitter feed, and I'll follow the Twitter for sure. He says, my damn son used to wipe his ass on the shower curtain.
And you didn't have an abortion right then and there?
Yeah. Were they like three? Were they like three or something?
Yeah, Freak Five said, "Freak Five, I don't use Viagra. Just ask your wife, man." Slagard says this, and then he let me take a look at this and see if it's PG enough.
Well, yeah.
Frank's
older than his birth certificate. There wasn't a written language when Frank was born.
How dare you, you son of a bitch. Slagar, welcome to chat, by the way. Yeah, the three seashells. I don't think I can show that on I don't want to get banned, but it's just a step-by-step on the three seashell method. Thanks, Slagar, appreciate that. I can't show it though. At least I don't want to show it and have the chance of getting banned. Yeah, see, Bernie says, Frank don't need that blue buddy. See, there you go. He was three. He was three, Freak Five says, when he was wiping his ass on the shower. Anything else, Break?
Oh, no, just Crusader 666 still listening to more episodes. I'm loving it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Crusader 666. Really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. And don't feel bad about, skipping through the news. A lot of people do that. That's fine. Yeah, all right.
That is the most boring part of the show. Maybe we should do that last.
No, heck no.
I know.
Heck no, man. All right, let's move on to...
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman. What have you been playing?
Not much time to play anything. I turned my Xbox on for the first time to not do anything but Netflix last night.
Well, I mean, and you didn't have to do a massive update first.
I am tired of turning on Netflix and having to do an update. Like, what do I have to update on Netflix?
Yeah, exactly.
The app works better and won't crash now.
I guess. So I started playing the Castlevania collection.
Oh,
fucking Castlevania!
Yeah,
it's fucking awesome.
It is awesome.
And then the South Park mobile game for the most part, but the Castlevania collection. It's 1 through 4, and then Bloodlines, and
the Game Boy games,
Kid Dracula, and the Game Boy games, yeah, and Kid Dracula.
We don't talk about Legends because Legends is terrible.
Yeah, Dungeon said.
I tried skipping over them. You brought them up.
Dungeon said he finished Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. It was okay, I guess. Not great, not terrible. That's disappointing, Dungeon. But at least you played it.
Not worth $60.
I knew I wasn't going to pay no $60, especially when they announced like the DLC and stuff. I'm like, fuck that. I'll wait for a sale. I'll wait till they come out with like.
I don't want to hear that. I wanted to hear it was awesome. Fuck.
Yeah, it's got to be better than two. Yeah.
It's probably still awesome. It's just not $60 awesome.
Yeah, it's just not $60 awesome.
Yeah, I might enjoy it more when I get it, when it's like $20 or $5 later on.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what have you been playing, man? Quickly, you got a bunch. Eric, what have you been playing, man?
I played a little bit more London Detective Mysteria, and I wanted to play more Trails of Ashur, but that didn't happen. So I did finish Shelton Sanctuary on the PS4, and I got the Platinum achievement for that.
God damn it. How? Game is so fucking hard, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I almost gave up on fighting my way through the New Game Plus because I screwed up and I failed to do the side quest to get the couple of achievements, so I had to replay it and get the other ending. Which the final boss, the name was King. He just gets really hard on the second playthrough because the game's just much harder on New Game Plus for than even the Dark Souls games, in my opinion.
Yeah,
but like, but I found that you could cheese the final boss by using the Dark Swarm incantation, so I just did that and it worked. Because basically, it's after he gets hit so many times, it will stagger him. Which lets you do it again and again and again. He just gets stun locked until he dies. He can break out of it, but it doesn't happen that often.
All right. What else have you been playing, Eric?
But other than that, I played a little bit of Attack on Titan 2/2 Final Battle, which is almost like a reboot of the first game because the premise is almost exactly the same. You do a create a character. And you go through elements of the story section through their eyes, and the other characters from the anime are just like background characters to help accentuate the story. And there's, I guess there's a couple extra filler missions that obviously weren't in the show just to make the game longer. But it plays a lot better than the first game, and the performance seems a little bit better. But I got the code through Koei Tecmo of Europe, and they gave me an Xbox code, so I had to play on the Xbox. The one thing I don't like about the Xbox One controller, other than how flimsy it feels, is if you put the rechargeable battery pack in, it adds to the weight, and it gets heavy after a while.
Yeah, it doesn't feel flimsy to me. I think it feels fine. It's a great controller, no question. It's not quite
as... I just use batteries.
Yeah, I don't. I definitely use a rechargeable, but...
Other than that, I played Tiny Metal Full Metal Rumble, which is the sequel to Tiny Metal, and it also is an improvement. I haven't played too much of it to see what the improvements are, one noticeable improvement is that the game's voice acting has an English dialogue option by default. That's nice, because like the first game had like a lot of story, but it was all in Japanese. I was like, this game could probably use an English.
So you're just hitting A button really quick, like
No, I was listening to it, but like one complaint I would have about the dialogue is that it's on autopilot. Yeah. So that's kind of you have to kind of keep up with it.
Yeah. All right. What else you been playing, Eric?
I played Mighty Switch Force Collection on the Xbox One, because Wave Forward occasionally sends me codes for games, and
that's cool.
But like the code you get is completely random, because like I don't ask for them specifically. Mm-hmm. So that's how I ended up playing that. And I gotta say, like, the decision to give us the original Mighty Switch Force is a little odd on the PS4 and the Xbox One, because it looks bad blown up on a TV. Yeah. It might look better on the Switch.
Yeah.
Or the PC, because the PC, you're probably playing a game on PC monitor, which is smaller, so.
Yeah.
But, like, my Switch Force 2 is on there. It looks like it's aged better, because it's an upscale, but it's based on the Wii U version.
Yeah.
But it looks better just because they did better sprite work in that game in general the first game. But Mighty Switch Force Hyperdrive Edition looks better. It's in 1080p rather than 720p.
Yeah.
I cannot recommend Mighty Switch Force Police Academy, because that is meant to be played with three other people, but even if you're playing with three other people, it's hard to see what the fuck you're doing. And it's supposed to be pure chaos, because the screen stretches way out and you can hardly see your characters.
Okay, so this is Police Academy, right? So my question, is this like the newer Police Academy without Mahoney, or is Mahoney still in there?
Shut up.
Because without Mahoney, like, it sucked. Like,
yeah, I totally agree, man.
Yeah, and I mean, even though it's still had Jones, the Motormouth Jones.
Yeah, you're playing as a bunch of girls, so no.
No, they went to Lava Lantula, Breakman, to answer your question. That's what happened there. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, Tackleberry was still in there. I think Tackleberry was in, like, every episode, but still, like, I mean... That joke kind of wore thin by the...
But the best part about Mighty Switch Force 2 is that there's an optional baby that you can pick up. I guess that unlocks something when you find them all. But, like, whenever you find the baby to rescue them, she'll just punt the baby and then yell, "You're safe!" because she hates it, because it's ugly looking.
Yeah. All right, what else you been playing, Eric, or is that it?
And it's crying, so fuck babies.
Yeah. All right, anything else, Eric?
I kind of wish Hose It Down was in there instead of the original version of Mighty Switch Force, because that's a neat little puzzle game that's based on Mighty Switch Force 2. I don't know why they couldn't have just included that, but whatever.
Alright. Dungeon says, now playing Wolfenstein Youngblood. That's going to be a divisive entry. Freak 5's been playing Stick of Truth. That's a great game. I love that game. He's replaying it, tried to get the platinum. That game is really, really good. He says, don't fart on anyone's balls. Exactly.
The whole abortion clinic, like, from start to finish, is, like, just so over the top and offensively hilarious.
Yeah, it's great. Just like the scene with who was it? Stan's parents fucking, or
no? It was the protagonist's parents. Yeah. New kid's parents.
Yeah, new kid's parents. That was great.
Break. You play the Japanese versions of the game. Are they completely in Japanese? Or have some of them been translated? I know Kid Dracula was, but what about the other ones?
I only tried Kid Dracula, actually.
Freak 5 says, do you go to the Blue Oyster Bar? And then Dungeon says, no Steve Guttenberg, no sale. You got to watch Lavalantula. You got to watch Lavalantula and Lavalantula 2, Dungeon. Those are fun-ass movies. I should do a review of those.
We're talking about Police Academy. Stop talking about other stuff.
Hey, man, if you want more of that, there's Winslow is and Guttenberg are in Lavalantula, man. And you get you gotta watch
it. What line is this from? Kick the baby, don't kick the goddamn baby.
Yeah, that's stick of truth, part. Man. Yeah. So, yeah, Bernie says I love Lavalantulas. Yeah, it's fun.
That's right. I do remember them kicking Ike. That's right.
Yeah. All right.
I accidentally got the achievement for going too far because I farted on the dead Nazi fetus.
That's funny as fuck, man. I think I got that achievement, too.
Did Dungeon Buster play any of the Youngbloods today?
Yeah, he did. He said it's going to be a divisive game, man.
One thing I heard, like an illegit criticism of the game is that it sounds like it's too difficult and needs to be played with somebody else.
Yeah.
Well, if you think back, like the original Wolfenstein games were fucking hard games.
Yeah.
But like, I think it's like not even hard. Just like they threw too much at you at once, and it's overwhelming, and it's more bullshit than hard because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. All right, we need to.
And the fact that they make your character like really, really freaking weak. Like they don't take hits.
Yeah, RPG elements are good. Are what's going to turn people off. Dungeon says. All right, let's.
They just want to go and shoot shit.
First boss is pretty brutal. All right, let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, reviews. Eric, let's try to do these quickly so that way we can get on to some really good stuff. So let's.
So I watched the first season and the spinoff series. Of Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls on a Dungeon? The spinoff series is called Sora or Toria, but the premise of the show is that this main character named Belle Crennel, who's a rookie adventurer, who belongs to this basically a clan. The gods of heaven decided that they were tired of living in heaven. They wanted to live with the mortals, so they all got mortal bodies and descended to the earth and sealed off access to their higher level spells, and are watching these adventurers try to get through this dungeon and they did this for like excitement based, or some did it just get away from heaven or like bad stuff that was going on in heaven, but like others are trying to like do redemptive acts. But basically he joins the familia of Hestia, and if anybody knows their Greek mythology, Hestia is one of the lesser known gods of that pantheon, and she's supposed to be the goddess of the hearth, or basically the goddess of the home. Mm-hmm. And like some of the other gods are there, like Loki, but except Loki's a woman now. Like, and so is Hephaestus. But so the clans are basically called Familia, and like he's the only member of that Familia. Which just reflects her own status as a god in the pantheon. But anyways, he runs into a girl in the dungeon because he goes into a level he can't really fight on because he's only level one. And the levels in this show work more like tiers than they're hard to reach. You have to do something extraordinary to basically get a level up. So like you could have like an S-class in stats but be level one, but like level one determines like a certain level of strength. Like it doesn't matter how high your stats are. Like unless you're like level seven, you're not fighting a level four anytime soon.
Okay.
But it has a really strong premise for an entry in Odyssey type of game. And there is a game coming out later this year, and I hope they go that route. But it's got a lot of it's not fan service-y, but there is a lot of jokes and innuendo going on. And, like, so it's lighthearted comedy slash drama. But it's a good show. But I also saw the movie called Arrow of the Orion, which I liked, but I felt that the ending was... I feel mixed on the ending, because I feel like this movie is an original story, and so since it's an original story, none of what happens in the movie is going to be reflected on the TV show. Hmm. So the experience he went through, which was a really good experience, and I think it's the kind of experience he would need in the TV show to grow as a hero, because he wants to grow up to be a hero, isn't going to carry over. So it's like, they can't do something like that in the show now, otherwise they'll just be rehashing a plot line from a movie. So I don't know. I feel like they kind of went overboard with the ending. Plus, it also ends with a girl dying, and that's kind of a bad take, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what are you giving the movie, Eric?
I'm going to give it a 7.
All right. Freak5 says, in chat, says, I was showing Mrs. Freak Kyle kicking Ike. I just happened to be fighting Nazi zombie cats, and she got mad at me. Did you just kill the Nazi cat? I told her it was a Nazi zombie cat. And she goes, okay, that's fine then. Wait, you were fine with the cat being a Nazi? Yeah. Freak5 says, I watched Leprechaun Returns. It was great. I told you it was good, Freak5. I remember you mentioning that on Twitter. Leprechaun Returns is a good movie. Real quickly, I have a real quick review for Lavalantula 1 and 2. Go see it. They're fun B-movies about lava tarantulas, basically. And it stars Steve Guttenberg. And I can't remember Winslow's first name, but the guy that does all the voices and stuff. I think there's a couple other, like, Police Academy alum in there, too, Breakman.
I wasn't done. I wanted to mention really quickly that the Sword Artoria spinoff I was talking about is about the Loki Familia and the character from that, the girl who rescues the boy in the main series.
Okay. Anything else, Eric?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, so Lavalantula 1 and 2, I give 7.5 to. They're just a ton of fun. It's Michael Winslow, Freak5 says. Yeah, I couldn't remember his first name. But yeah, if you like that type of campy, like B-movie stuff, plus, you know, people from Police Academy, you'll like Lavalantula. A ton of fun. Plus, Nia Peoples looking good in part one, I think. I think Nia Peoples is in one. Uh-huh. But yeah, make sure you go see those. They're on... I think Tubi TV for free if you want to check those out. All right, let's move on to I actually have a heiscapade this week. Heiscapade. Anybody else have a heiscapade? Breakman, do you have a heiscapade this week? I didn't see anything in that.
No, there was something I completely forgot to write it down, so I don't remember. Okay. Go ahead.
Wyland says, rumor has it Tommy Doyle will be in Halloween Kills. That's interesting. They tried to get Paul Rudd back. That would be cool. Yeah, but Rudd is too big now, Weiland. He's not going to do anything like that. They better bring the Brinks truck to, if they want him in anything. All right. The first one that I have is called Spatial Awareness or How to Lose a Girlfriend in the Blink of an Eye. And so anyways, Bernie and I, we don't have a vehicle, so we have to walk everywhere. So we're walking back from eating lunch. I think we were eating lunch at Taco Bell or one of the fine fast food joints around this place. And we're walking back and, you know, I'm not thinking, you know, anything too major. We're just walking. And all of a sudden I feel like Bernie's arm, like, kind of real quickly wisp past my arm. And I was like, what the hell was that? And I look over and no Bernie. And I'm like... And I look down, and Bernie's on the ground. And I'm like, the first thing, I'm like, are you okay? And then the second thing that came out of my mouth is like, what the hell is going on? Like, what the hell just happened? And she, like, totally, like, there was some water. And I guess it was kind of, like, slimy, you know, kind of like, you know, scum water or something. But she totally slipped and fell. And I'm like, did you just fall down? And she was laughing, and I was like, yeah, she fell down. So that was my first heiscapade. The second one, and I just saw this today, guys, but I'm going to put it up on the, let's see if I can put it up on the screen. For the people that are in chat here, hang on one second. I'm doing that right now. The title to this is Cat Rex Video Game Stream by Barfing So Hard It Breaks a Computer. So yeah, I don't want to get too far into it, but that's another heiscapade. Like when your cat barfs too much onto your computer and destroys your computer while you're streaming, that's definitely a heiscapade. So I thought I'd bring that up. If you guys want to read about it, I will put it in chat, and maybe I'll put it in the
You're going to have to start putting, like, wires around your computer when not in use so the cat can't get near it.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, electric wire. Like, you know?
An invisible fence for cats or something.
Freak 5 is exiled. He says that I'm too old to carry a license. So, yeah, you're exiled, you son of a bitch. Let's see. Wyland says he turned it down.
Does he mean that, like, you're too old and feeble to physically carry a license?
Either way, you're exiled as well, Breakman, son of a bitch. Okay.
But, Frank's so old he patented the Flintstones cars.
You're exiled too, you son of a bitch. Go ahead, pile on. That's just how it goes on this show. But yeah, no, I thought that was real funny. A cat like barfing so much on a computer that it broke it. So let's move on.
It was the cat okay, though.
Yeah, the cat's fine, man. I mean, come on.
That sounds like a lot of barfing.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, you're up. You're Stinko of the Week.
I've got a few. I'll go ahead and come up with the first one. One of our absolute favorites passed away this week.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, but I knew you would yeah. Breakman. So.
Yeah, a guy that we have mentioned many, many times on the show, Rutger Hauer, died. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, I think fairly young, 75 years old. I was just talking about about how he did and maybe this is the reason why. Maybe he was sick during the voiceovers of Observer. And I think I even mentioned that it sounded like he kind of phoned it in on Observer. But it's sad to hear, man. One of the great iconic actors of our time. One of my favorite movies, The Hitcher, for sure. Lady Hawk. I don't know if too many people remember Lady Hawk.
That's a great
Hawk.
Movie. It's a great movie. Blind Fury, my favorite
movie. Blind Fury is one of the greatest, man. That I was going to mention Blind Fury. Sad to hear the passing of Rutger Hauer, man. What an immense talent. And, of course, yeah. Blade Runner. How could we forget Blade Runner? One of the greatest
movies. I mentioned it before. Like, the first time I saw Blade Runner, I was really bored with the movie until that speech at the end.
Yes, yes.
Like, he gave that just amazing speech and was like, that's so, like, sad.
Yeah.
And he saved Harrison Ford because basically he just wanted to be remembered.
Yeah,
and at that point I had to watch the movie again.
Yeah, the movie is great, man. It is slow burn. It's not what the commercials made it out to be, like some action juggernaut. Blade Runner was partially great in fact because of Rutger Hauer's performance, and I don't think he gets
I think it was solely because of his performance. And Freak says Blade Runner sucks. Well, I can see that because it isn't. What a lot of people were expecting.
Yeah, no, Freak 5 is definitely wrong. Blade Runner is one of the greatest science fiction epics of all time, and I think you should take another look at it, Freak. It's a masterclass in movie making. I think it's really, really good. And you're exiled, by the way. He says, I'm so old I had to submit a paternity test to prove I wasn't Adam's father. How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you? But Blade Runner was great. Blade Runner was great. Blind Fury is an underrated movie, in my opinion. I love Blind Fury. Yeah, Blind Fury is great. I don't know. Blade Runner is great, and you're right. That speech that he gave at the end, and if people remember his character correctly, like Rutger Hauer gave a certain gravitas to that character. You know, he was a quote unquote bad guy, but his only thing was he wanted to outlive his programming. I mean, if you know.
And with that speech at the end, basically, like, you know, if I die now and you die, like, will I be remembered? Well, does my life matter?
Right.
Did anything that I've done matter? You know, nobody's going to remember me.
You know, I forgot another one. Hobo with the Shotgun. That's another great movie. Right. Yeah, Lady Hawk. Bernie says that was one of her favorites growing up, and she says that she forgot he was in Lady Hawk. There's been so many good movies with – there was a one where – I can't remember if he was a sniper, but he was some sort of military guy, and that was a great movie too. What the fuck am I thinking of?
I get the feeling that everybody who plays Xehanort in Kingdom Hearts dies because, let's see, Leonard Nimoy did Xehanort until Kingdom Hearts 3 before it worked because he was dead for years already at this point. And then now Rutger Hauer is dead.
Yeah. Dungeon says, I haven't watched a lot of stuff with Hauer in it, but when a movie came out that sounded
interesting. What the hell is the Solar Babies?
I know and I've had seen him it. In it. I was like sold. Yeah. Almost anything.
I know I've seen that movie because I remember that name, but I can't remember what the fuck it is.
Yeah. Dungeon, there are a lot of fucking Rutger Hauer gems, man. I mean, absolute fucking gems. There was a movie he did, and it wasn't a great movie, but his performance was good. He was Dracula in the movie at one point. And I know he did Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I think he was Dracula in that, too. But he added a gravitas that almost any other actor could not pull off. Solar Babies. What else? There's been a bunch of shit.
Oh, okay. That one's about bringing the rain back to the planet. Okay, yeah, I remember that one now. Okay. Yeah.
All right, what else you got to break? It's a shame.
What are you saying, Frank?
What else you got for Stinkos?
Okay, Stinkos. My next Stinko goes to the fucking dentist that Mrs. Breakman went to.
Uh-oh.
Who fucking cut into her gums like a fucking piece of shit.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So, yeah, fuck that piece of shit. He jammed Novocaine into her tongue too.
Oh.
Yeah, and she had to go to an urgent care dentist afterwards, and they're like, "Yeah, like what the fuck? Like he cut way too much of your gum out."
Oh boy. Wow. I don't know what else to say about that.
She's in a lot of pain right now, and I'm. We're all pissed. So,
yeah, you might want to talk to a lawyer on that. Might want to talk to a lawyer on that, Mrs. Breakman, because that's some shady bullshit, man. If it didn't need to happen, it didn't need to happen. Also, putting Novocaine in your tongue is extremely dangerous because you could easily swallow it. I don't know if people knew that, but yeah. That's shitty. What else you got, Break?
And yeah, they're talking about Solar Babies in chat. I remember hating that movie, I'll tell you that, but like the roller, it was roller skating and bringing rain back to the planet. Yeah, I remember not liking that. Anyway, my last Stinko goes to the same fucking person I keep giving a Stinko to repeatedly and repeatedly and repeatedly. In the last 2 weeks, Donald Trump has he said send her back to her country. Has it been 3 weeks now? And it's only been 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Send her back to her country. And this last week, he was seen flashing a racist symbol while talking about AOC.
Yeah. Yeah.
What more does Nancy Pelosi need?
She's spineless, Breakman. I think we've established
that. She is literally the only person standing in his way, and she is doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time to vote her out.
And today she said, I didn't put a clamp down on impeachment, saying, yes, you did.
Yeah, yeah. She's been dancing around the issue for so long now.
She's saying, like, her whole strategy is we got to let these investigations go through. Impeachment is only the beginning of a removing somebody from office process. Like, investigations can keep going and keep going, but I just have a feeling if they're going to keep going the way she's working, he's going to be reelected.
I don't think he's going to be reelected, especially if Bernie gets the nomination. I've seen polling, and he's even 10 points behind idiot Biden, man. He's not going to win reelection, I don't believe, but I mean, we thought last time he had no chance. We've been through this before. I was the one saying, you know, don't count him out, and you know.
And I know I said there's no way in hell he can ever be elected.
Yeah, but I honestly think I have a better feeling about this time around than except if Biden gets the nomination. I see Trump soundly beating him. I see him beating Warren, Elizabeth Warren, like with no problem.
Yeah,
I think Kamala Harris has a shot because she's a fighter.
I think because she's a woman, like yeah. he just. Yeah. I don't know. Like
yeah,
he,
I know what you're saying.
I just don't know.
And the fact that she's a black woman would not favor her in the election.
That's true too.
Just because of, you know, the racist element that's
and not,
going
not
on.
Only the sexism of being a woman, yeah. like yeah, you'd also have to deal with racism at
yeah,
that point.
I honestly,
it should be so hard.
I honestly think the only one that beats Trump soundly, and I mean emphatically soundly, like in a landslide,
every
is Bernie
poll
Sanders.
Says so.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders. I mean it's the clear choice, but
it's just the DNC royally fucked him over last time, and I think they've already chosen Bernie. They've already chosen Biden.
I think they have, but it's not going to work in their favor because every time Biden talks, he loses in the polls. And honestly, the way that
he is his own worst enemy,
yeah,
isn't he?
The way that the polls have been working, Breakman, is. You know, there's so many candidates. I thought it was going to work against Bernie. I actually think it's going to work in favor of Bernie because these little guys like Hickenlooper and Bennett and all these other ones are cannibalizing not Bernie and not Warren. You can definitely see that in the polls, but they're cannibalizing the centrist like Biden. And
I think a lot of people see Biden for what he is.
Yeah, I agree. And he's tanking. Every time he talks, he tanks. Yeah. He's a loser. He's a proven loser. He's lost every fucking election other than, you know, his what is it, the House or the Senate. I can't remember if he was a senator or rep. But other than that, every time he's went for president, he's lost emphatically. And this time is going to be no different. I mean, people.
I said before, I joked before, like, I think Obama picked him as his vice president because people are like, well, shit, if we assassinate Obama, then we're fucking like the racists were like, fuck, we're stuck with Biden.
Well, no, I the reason that he picked Biden was to appease the centrists. That was the only reason. No, he sucks.
You said it was a joke.
Yeah, he sucks. Yeah. He's awful. I mean, his record is atrocious. He voted for the Iraq War. He voted for Trump's budgets. The military budgets. He is an awful fucking
centrist.
He's
like the one guy the racists hate a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, the racists actually like – he's worked with
Strom. Than Biden. Than Obama is what I meant.
Yeah. Strom Thurmond, he eulogized Strom Thurmond. If that doesn't tell you anything about Biden, I don't know what is. Weiland says Andy Serkis in contention for Venom 2 directing job. That's interesting. All right. What else you got, Brake?
Has he ever directed anything?
I think he has, if I'm not mistaken. I think he'd be
and to just add to the Pelosi argument too, in the last like 3 weeks, she's approved of two of Obama's
Trump's.
God damn it! Yes, thank you. Of Trump's fucking criminal activity plan. You know, yeah. When he's coming up with these, him and her together have blown up the budget because she's just saying, okay,
yeah,
our,
she's awful.
Our national debt has skyrocketed under Trump, and you know, she just added to it
by
saying, okay.
She needs to go. She really fucking needs to go. She is awful. She has more contentment battling her own fucking progressive Democrats.
She does. She has more contempt for AOC than
yep.
she does for Trump.
Yep, absolutely. And Ilhan Omar and yeah. Rashida Tlaib and Ayanna Pressley, who I actually have a problem with. She voted for the BDS, voted no on the BDS bill, which is ridiculous. Her and Ro Khanna really, really disappointed me with that. But anyways, what else you got, Brake?
No, that's it.
Hmm. All right.
Not enough. I mean,
it is enough. But Eric unfortunately has another one. Eric, what's your stinko?
My stinko is that capital punishment's return thanks to William Barr.
Yeah.
Attorney General William Barr.
I want to talk about that, Eric.
Yeah,
because
was a total shock.
It is a shock, and it's awful because of one factor alone, right? And people know I'm super anti-capital punishment, anti-death
yeah,
penalty.
Yeah, we've rolled back more than 50 years now, or it's like 70 years yeah. rolled back now.
I honestly think that the death
well, we've
penalty...
We've said before, like, Trump is trying to make it 1950 again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if he's trying to make it 1950 again, he should raise taxes on corporations back to the 70% that they were.
I'm talking about the 1950 we saw from television.
Yeah. There's one specific reason that I am not in favor of the death penalty by far. I know we've talked about it. I think you and I have debated it on this show before, yeah. Breakman, but I agree that there are pieces of shit that sometimes you feel don't deserve to live, but the problem
at the same time,
honestly, if they were to be killed, that'd be the easy way out for them. They need to suffer.
Right.
Like Jeffrey Epstein, like the whole thing went on with him this week where he might have faked his, I think honestly, like it was staged by him to get out of that. Like,
he's fighting to get out
on bail right now.
Yeah,
and I think this was a whole scam by him.
Well, he has enough money that he could have made something like that happen. No question.
Yeah. I was listening to that and I read the details and I'm like, fuck man, this is Kingpin from the season 3 of Daredevil. Totally paying somebody off cause he's got the money.
Yeah,
so he gets transferred out of this horrible situation and gets put into one that he prefers.
Yeah, the reason I'm anti-death penalty is one very important moral reason. If you put to death one innocent person, that's too much. And we can avoid the whole situation
to mention that it's racist and it's mostly directed at black people.
It is. Right? Black and brown people get the death penalty way more disproportionately than white people, which is another.
Here's the thing, I think you're on the wrong end of the stick. I mean, pedophiles are pedophiles. They're not pederasts.
Right.
Pederasts are the ones that actually commit the crimes.
Well, okay.
I say child molesters to sum it up.
Even in that case, I don't think the death penalty is right.
No.
Because if you –
those people need help.
Yeah. And here's
they're
the
ill.
Well, not even that, Eric.
We shouldn't kill people for mental illness.
Well,
but at that point, if they've done damage, they've destroyed people's – they've destroyed children's lives.
Yeah,
basically.
But
– I'm not saying they shouldn't get punished.
Not the death penalty. The death penalty is the wrong way. I used to be pro – like very, very pro death penalty. Like you'd hear – of a woman getting raped and killed or a kid getting raped and killed. And then your gut is like, that person doesn't deserve the same air as anybody else. But the problem is a good example of this, and it ties into Trump too, is the Central Park Five, which I wished I had their names in front of me because I hate referring to them as the Central Park Five because they were just five black people, but makes them sound like a gang, which is
I thought it was four black people and one Latino.
No, Central Park Five.
It was all five black.
Yeah,
okay,
all five were black.
I thought it was one Latino for some reason.
No, but here's the problem. They were innocent, right? And if we didn't have a death penalty, it wouldn't even be in the conversation of these people almost died because of the death penalty. You know what I'm saying? And then you had people, racist people, idiots like Trump asking for the death penalty for these five innocent, people. I can't morally think it's right to have the death penalty and to pull that lever, whether it's electric chair or the quote unquote humane way of like drugs, of killing a person. It's not right. It's not right for that person to do it, and it's not right for us to do that to someone else. And beside the fact that there have been actual innocent people that have been killed, it's too much for my conscience. I hate it. The death penalty should just go away, period. We thought it did, right. But it's not right, and it's morally imperative that we just get rid of it, period. Like, I know the arguments, if you're a child murderer or, your crime was egregious, you raped and killed an old lady or you raped and killed a man or whatever the fuck it is, I understand those arguments, but you know what? There's no solace for the victims. Time and time again, victims have said it brings me no solace that this happens, and they've advocated for the opposite. Life in prison is probably the right way to go. Death penalty is just, to me, it's unconscionable, and anybody with a moral compass that thinks about it would probably come to the same conclusion that one innocent person dying via this method is not worth the death penalty. All right, and then real quickly, my stink of the week. My real estate agent is a douchebag. I'm just going to put it that way. He sent me a paper to sign, and it ended up costing me like $3,000, because he reduced the price of the house with that paper. And right after I signed it, I looked at it and I'm like, this is a shady, because he told me all it was just an amendment to do something else. And it ended up costing me $3,000. So real estate people are douchebags, and that's what I'm going to say. Plus the fact that it's one of my ex's relatives. So
that's why it's so expensive.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's move on to our Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week!
All right, Sweetos of the week. Breakman, you have a Sweeto?
I just opened this thing of beer here, new 12-pack. And on the box it said you can win some free stuff, and I just won a t-shirt.
Oh, nice, man. Sweet. That's a nice Sweeto, man. It pays to drink beer, is what you're saying, Breakman.
Yes, I get free t-shirts.
So I need to go out and buy this beer and try to get my own free t-shirt. Yeah, I need more t-shirts.
Yeah, what kind of beer? What kind of beer is it, Breakman?
Mad Tree.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. I'll define my own local one that's doing it, something like that.
Yeah. All right, Eric, you're up. Did you have a Sweeto? I didn't see one in the doc.
No.
All right. Really. Mine is kind of tied into my Stinko. I'm finally selling my townhome. So, so I might be able to get my own place by the end of the year, which is, is that a long time coming? So that's really cool, and I'm super
damn
happy.
Long time.
Yeah, it's dragged on way too long.
I'd completely forgotten about it.
Yeah, I know, man. It's been like what, 4 years in the making, man. It's been a while. I mean, I've been divorced now for a while, but yeah, man. So finally I'll have some money. August 9th is my quote unquote closing. So I should have a good chunk of change to
start my life. What's the difference between a townhome and what you're getting or what you want to get?
Townhome is like a shared walled, like you have a row of townhomes. That's what it is. It's like a house that's in a row of homes. So you have no
kind of like my apartment.
Yeah, but not.
But it is a house.
It's a house.
So close together.
Yeah. The good thing was I never hurt any of my neighbors because the walls were so thick. They were like cinder block thick. You know, so you never hurt anything.
But it's closer to a condo than an apartment if you want to compare it.
Yeah. So basically, what I want to do is get a container house, which is basically the size of a big trailer. But much more sturdy and not, doesn't lose value like a trailer. Like if you buy a trailer, you lose a lot of value and you own it, and you don't have to pay. Like if you get your own land, see, that's the thing. Like once I get my money, I'm going to try to get my own land and put this container house on the land. So, if all things go well, I'll be in a different place by the end of the year, which would be really, really fucking cool. So Freak 5 has a Sweeto. He says yesterday he got to work and his boss asked him to work in a co-worker's aisle. He wanted to leave early and was still doing his earlier work, ignoring the fact that he's lazy and Thursday is his day off, but he comes in every Thursday anyways. If he wanted to leave early, he just didn't have to come in. My sister hates this guy and is always bitching about him, so he got to leave early, and when I went to lunch, there were two king-size candy bars in his work mailbox saying thanks for helping him. So that's actually really cool, Freak Guy.
Which candy bars? I mean, it could have been
Depends.
Mound.
Yeah.
It could have been Almond Joy. I mean,
I mean, Almond Joy is better than
Mounds.
That's
like, fuck you. Like,
Mounds is the worst. Almond Joy at
least. Mounds are better than Almond Joy.
No.
Yeah, Mounds better.
No.
The almonds and the Almond Joy just taste terrible.
No. I disagree. I think the Almond Joy is better than the Mounds. But I agree. That's like a fuck you. Or like Three Musketeers. Three Musketeers would be a fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah, give me a Mars candy bar instead.
Yeah. No,
Mars
like,
is good. Yeah.
I always hated the goddamn Three Musketeers bars, man, because they were like plain, like just nougat. You don't get like nuts or anything.
You bite into that, it's like pure, everything's like meh.
Yeah. Reese's peanut. Oh, that's Ace's Freak Five. Reese's peanut butter cups. Yeah. Yeah. Calling her Buttercup. Yeah, that's funny. Snickers are nice.
Snickers are nice. Yeah. I mean, if you're going with candy bars, I mean, Snickers is
can't
like
go,
the...
Yeah, you can't go
The Butterfinger peanut butter cups are gross, though. They're just
They are not. Gross. How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a
no,
bitch.
No, they're terrible.
No, they are not. They are the greatest thing ever, man.
I like Butterfinger, but it always gets, like, caught in your mouth.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah. I like Butterfinger, too. With
Well, the new formula doesn't do that as much, though.
Yeah, it's still the you know what's really good is the Butterfinger cups. Those are fucking excellent, man.
No, they're fucking terrible.
No, you're not. They're good. All right.
You have some odd taste buds, Frank.
No, I just have good taste is what you should have said, Eric. Yeah,
the peanut butter doesn't taste like peanut butter. It tastes like taffy, but like it's got a little bit of butt taste on it.
How dare you? You know, that's implying you know what butt taste, Eric. So
no, I know what it smells like though, and your taste are basically smells.
No, it doesn't smell like ass. How dare you, Eric? You know what? You're getting another exile. How does it feel? This is the first Frank time you've ever led in exiles, Eric. You son of a bitch.
He likes eating butter cups that taste like butt.
How dare you?
Butter cups.
Anyways.
Yeah. Dungeon says I tried
Butterfinger. It's great.
Dungeon says I tried Butterfinger bars and I'll just give it to Frank next time.
Wyland says new Butterfinger sucks. That's not true, man. It's all right.
They tend to not like get like frozen solid hard when they're cold easily. So they're nice and crispy.
Yeah,
I like the air crispiness.
Kit Kats are really tasty, man. I can't disagree with that. Coffee M&Ms are good. I like the. I want to try the.
Anybody
chili
like
ones.
The Heath bar?
Yeah.
Brakeman told Eric what butt tastes like. Well, you know, if it's a clean butt, it really doesn't taste like anything. Saying.
Oh yeah, because you are the ass eating expert on the show.
You can pour some, syrup on it, like some chocolate syrup. Is it chocolate or
maple?
Reese's peanut butter cup Klondikes, those are pretty good.
Yeah,
but if you don't pour anything on the ass and it tastes like anything other than just like
just
skin, there's, yeah, you might want to go to a doctor and get some.
All right, let's move on. I got a really cool free-for-all for everybody. Before we get into free-for-all, I know I said free-for-all, but I didn't get to say what I was playing. I've been playing Bloodborne, a.k.a. throw my controller against the wall, just to let everybody know. Because, yeah. But
how many have you broken?
I'm working on three, Breakman. So, yeah, Bloodborne is fucking hard as fucking balls, man. I don't know how long I'm going to be playing Bloodborne. I got to the first section, and I got killed like six times. And I'm like, fuck, I can't fucking do anything in this game. Like, what the
– wow.
And then, like, it sucks because, like, the characters all fucking respawn every time. Like, it's not like you can kill, you know, a few of these goddamn side, you know, NPC whatever deals. But it just fucking sucks, man. Bloodborne is a great game, and I love it. But I hate it at the same fucking time, man. It's just – but anyways – free for all, guys.
Frank needs to watch me play, and he can pick up tips.
How dare you? So I know how to play Bloodborne. It just fucking aggravates, man. And I'm really patient with that game too. It's just ugh. All right. Be sure to give Vicar a melee.
Let me tell you
how dare you, Dungeon.
How you could cheese the three hunters in the Yggdrasil village.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever get that far, Eric. So, you know, I can't even get past the first little goddamn section where you see all those villagers going up to the, stakes with the fire. Like, I can't do anything.
The game actually gets easier from that on.
Yeah, it's well.
They make the beginning really hard for some reason.
Yeah. Anyways, free for all, guys. This is what I have for you guys today. What are your favorite TV series of all time? Could be anime, could be live action, whatever. So I will start with you, Eric. What are your favorite TV series of all time?
Favorite TV series of all time. I think we did this last week, but I already told you mine.
No, we didn't do series.
Well, we did anime or cartoons, but it's basically the same thing. I'll just say the same things I said. Dragon Ball Z, My Hero Academia, Gargoyles, and that's all I can really think of right now.
Yeah. Okay. Solid choices for sure, Eric. What about you, Breakman? Some of your favorite series of all time? I know we're not going to have time to go through, like, all of them. Yeah. But
some of my favorite shows are cartoons because I don't watch a lot of live action stuff.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, what you're up? Breakman, did we lose Breakman?
We lose him.
Yeah. I'm wondering. Maybe he's
muted.
Muted. All right. Some of mine. Obviously, Breaking Bad is one of my favorites of all time. Breaking Bad's an all-time great show. It has one of the best endings of all time. I know people like to bring up The Sopranos, and you know that's obviously a great, great show. But
Far as like best endings, I love the ending of Burn Notice. I
have a question. Who's better at Bloodborne, you or DSP?
Playing the game or throwing the controller?
Either.
I'm gonna go on record as saying I'm probably gonna be. I haven't played Blood. I mean, I played Bloodborne, like when it first came out, and I did fairly okay. But now is like, Bernie is exiled. By the way, she says one of my favorites is The Walking Dead. That's absolutely not true. It sucks. I hate that show, and. It could die in a fire for as much as I
love that show. I gotta say, Fear the Walking Dead's a fucking all over the place show. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's like, what the fuck is going on?
That's how I feel about The Walking Dead, and this season's been ass.
Well, in this season of Fear the Walking Dead, they were dealing with irradiated zombies, which apparently you can just put a tarp up and you're protected from radiation and stuff like that. there was a beer balloon that people were flying in.
Wow.
At one point.
You mean a blimp? A beer blimp?
Oh, it wasn't a blimp. Like the hot air balloons?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a hot air balloon. Beer balloon.
Oh, wow. MXT showed up.
Oh, wow. MXT is in chat. What is that, MXT?
Let me see. They built a plane. Yeah, this just like, what the fuck? Like, how, wait, they can build planes? Stuff like that. Yeah, just Fear the Walking Dead's out of there. Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's trick shooting.
MXT, what's your favorite TV show of all time?
Cycle Motion is in chat. Welcome, Cycle Motion. V and K is in chat. And Virgo Pros is in chat. So welcome on in, gents or ladies. I don't know exactly. Who or what your gender is. So yeah, MXT is in chat, and we definitely know his gender. He says, despite Bernie Sanders' attempts to kill me.
I knew it.
Yeah, exactly. Dungeon Buster tackles MXT into the Spanish announcers table, so that's awesome. So anyways,
sweet. Do you powerbomb him after you tackle them, like pick him up and then bash him with their monitors and stuff like that? Like, yeah, exactly.
Just make sure you hold your hands up if you're going to do the old chair bashing thing.
I've got a lot of favorite TV shows of all time. Like Freaks, like I'm not sure my favorite TV show.
He said Power Rangers, but like which Power Rangers?
Yeah. Like if I had to only watch one show for the rest of my life, it'd probably be South Park.
Yeah. South Park's a great show, man. For sure. I would definitely put that on my top 10 list for sure. I mentioned Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad's an all-time great. The Shield. The Shield is a great fucking show. Ended pretty good. Very satisfying ending, if you ask me, to that show.
Yeah.
I would say Game of Thrones, but the last season really fucked it up, man. The second
everybody hates the last season. Yeah. Beavis and Butthead, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Those were great shows. I love those. From Freak. Aqua Teen just kept getting weirder and weirder. It really jumped shark after the movie.
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead's in my top 10 for sure.
I do love Beavis and Butthead.
I like Ren and Stimpy too. I don't know if you guys like Ren and Stimpy all that much, but that's a great show.
I think Mrs. Breakman likes Ren and Stimpy.
I hate the creator of the show, but the show was It was good sometimes.
Yeah, the show's fun, but I agree with you on the creator. Meh. Crick for Lucy. But anyways...
Mrs. Brickman has them all on DVD. Rinsed and
Baby. Yeah, that's good. MXT says Beavis and Butthead are his role models. That definitely shows, MXT, for sure. And Flux, Dungeon said, that was a great show.
That was a weird cartoon.
That was good, man. It was really, really good, man.
The company responsible for that one did, like, this like, medieval show.
Yeah.
Did anybody watch that? I forget what it was called. It was on MTV as well.
I don't remember.
Reno 911.
No, it was an MTV. It was on Cartoon Network, actually.
Yeah, Dungeon brings up a good one. HBO Spawn. That was a great.
Yeah, that was great.
That probably was my second favorite animated show of all time. My first being it's kind of a toss up between Serial Experiments Lane and Boogie Pop Phantom, man. Those are really, really
good. I have
good
Lane,
ones.
But I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, man. Lane is good. Serial Experiments Lane is really good, but I think I'll give the edge to Boogie Pop Phantom, man. Boogie Pop.
I still need to watch the rest of that.
Oh, have you seen Boogie Pop?
I only saw the first disc of that show.
Yeah, Boogie Pop Phantom's a great one. I kind of like, as far as anime goes, High School of the Dead I thought was pretty fucking good. Attack on Titan's really good.
If you like... like pure lewd fest, yeah.
It was fine. I think that show's better than fucking Walking Dead, to be honest with you. Freak 5 brings up a good one. Big Mouth. Big Mouth's a good one. MXT says Dragon Ball, yeah. Gundam. Gundam's a good one.
Which?
Yeah.
The original?
Probably the original. What
else? MXT, he's priming all of them just to be an ass.
Yeah.
I mean, I meant just to be MXT. Yeah.
I really like Seinfeld. Seinfeld's good to me.
That was a good show. I love those like 90s comedy shows Home Improvement and there were a bunch of them. Friends was a good one.
I think it's a shame that Friends. We never got Gundam Double Zeta on Toonami. It's like, you robbed us.
Yeah,
it's married with children. Thank
it's
you.
It's all that's Bandai ABC's fault because Bandai ABC folded, and then the company that took over never got in contact with Toonami to put it back on.
Married with Children was okay, like the first couple of seasons, but to me, it got kind of fatigue after.
Married with Children is the only show I'd ever seen that jumped the shark multiple times.
Yeah, but it's just more of the same, you know.
I love Married with Children. I watched it from beginning to end. Like even the horrible seventh season when they aired the kid named Seven.
Yeah,
we pretend that season didn't happen. Basically,
The season with the boy that they
named Seven.
Still need to watch Nadia. That's on Crunchyroll, I think.
And you know,
Mrs. Breakman brought up the far inferior poor family of Roseanne.
Yeah, I did. I didn't like Roseanne.
I liked Roseanne. It had its moments. Dan was fantastic. Like he
you mean
was
Roseanne Barr's political opinion aside, you mean?
Yeah. Dungeon says Mysterious Cities of Gold was fantastic. I could see that. Daria Freak 5 says, I liked what else did I like, man? There's so many good ones, man. But I mentioned The Shield. The Shield's a great fucking show, especially if you like dirty cop drama type shit. That's a great show.
Curse of the Golden Monkey, is that what the show was called?
I don't know.
Oh, God. It was basically what Tailspin was based on.
Yeah. Nadia is good up to the point when it drags out with so much filler. When you get to the island part, prepare to die a little inside. Nadia is such a great intro. TV show where Bobcat voiced a stuffed rabbit. I can't remember that name of that show. I didn't care for it that much. What was that? Let's see. I'm trying to think, man. There's so many good ones, man. I liked for miniseries. I like V quite a bit. V was really good. Shows my age a little bit there. It had Freddy Krueger in it too, which was cool. Star Wars: The Clone Wars. MXT brings up.
I love that show.
I hear that a lot. I tried watching like part of the first season. I just got bored and I didn't.
I need
watch
to like watch
Tales of the Golden Monkey. That's what it was called.
Yeah. I need to watch The Clone Wars before it gets shuffled off of Netflix.
Yeah. I really liked what I saw of The Handmaid's Tale is really fucking good. Bates Motel is really good. Another really, really good horror TV series was is American Horror Story. If you guys haven't seen that, I think it's really good. It's unique every season, but they all tie in. It's really cool. Freak 5 brings up Friday 13th TV series. I hated that TV series.
I would not bring that show up. Yes.
Yeah,
Tales from the Crypt, that's a good one.
Tales from the Crypt.
I've heard
great.
The Americans is a great show.
Americans, yeah. I heard, is really good. I need to watch the Americans. Spartacus.
Makes you wish it was Russian, says MXT.
Yeah, Spartacus. yeah, see, Weiland says season one of Clone Wars is rough to watch, but
I've heard that from a lot of people. Like, I liked it, but the problem with season one and season two is most of the stories aren't that connected, and they're not very long form.
Yeah.
But from season three, kind of Ahsoka grows up a little. She gets older, and the story kind of matures, and a lot of the things they do, for instance, like there's a beheading and stuff like that, and they do a lot more mature stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Third season one.
Let's see. Freak 5 says all of the CW shows. From what I've seen, CW hits it out of the park with their shows for sure. Yeah.
Another one of those shows that Legends of Tomorrow. Skip the first season, start with the second season.
Yeah, 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 I heard that. I tried watching the first season of Legends, and it was...
it's hard, like, because it's one of those seasons where it's one of those shows where they're trying to throw everything at the wall and see what kind of sticks and stuff like that, where the second season's where they really kind of find what their flow is, and then the third season's great. But yeah. The second season's like... Yeah.
Yeah. How
we understand now. We made mistakes. We're sorry.
I would be remiss if I didn't say Daredevil. Daredevil's a fucking great series, man. It's a shame that went away. I hope they bring it back on Disney Plus, man. They.
Yeah. I mean, also Luke Cage.
Luke Cage was a fucking. I think Luke Cage is one of the most underrated series.
There's gonna be a War Machine show on Disney Plus.
Yeah, they need to bring back all those other ones though, like Punisher and Daredevil.
Oh, Punisher's another one I loved. Yeah.
Yeah, they could skip Iron Fist. I didn't care for Iron Fist.
They definitely skip Jessica Jones. Like, I'm skipping last season of that.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer is a great show. Also, Firefly, even though it only got one season, that was a great show.
And a great movie, too. But with Buffy, basically, that was one of those shows where kind of lost its edge once they graduated from high school. I think the show just like, ugh.
Yeah, I know. It did drag a little bit for sure. What else? Oh, Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, I can't
Bebop.
Wait for the Clone Wars to return.
Let's see, what was I gonna say? Cowboy Bebop. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Cowboy Bebop, but
nobody's ever seen Cowboy Bebop.
Man, is that a good fucking show, man?
It was only the second most influential Japanese anime to like actually affect the Japanese culture.
Yeah, it's really, really fucking
good. I love all those the space westerns that came out in 1998. That one, Trigun, and
Trigun.
Outlaw Star.
Yeah.
Outlaw Star is a show for bros. I have to agree with somebody I know on Twitter. It has not aged as gracefully as Cowboy Bebop has by a wide margin.
Dungeon Buster, you're very close to getting an exile, but I'll let you pass because you said you haven't watched it yet. So you better get on that, man. And the movie is really fantastic. The only problem I had with the movie is the movie took way more of a darker turn, man. The movie's dark, man.
I don't know. There were some dark episodes of the show, like that serial killer episode.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really dark.
Yeah, but the movie is like – to me, the movie's kind of jarring, man. It doesn't have any of Firefly charm. You know what I'm saying? Like it's
not like that one episode where everybody did shrooms.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They unknowingly were doing like what do you call those? What kind of shrooms? Like what is that word?
I don't know.
Psychedelic.
Psychedelic.
Psychedelic mushrooms. Jesus Christ.
Freak 5 says, Unhappily Ever After was the show he was thinking of with Bobcat as the stuff. Didn't that have Nikki Cox in it, man? I met Nikki Cox. She's definitely a hottie. Lucifer. Freak Five brings up. I haven't seen Lucifer. I heard it's really good, man. Netflix, I think, picked up Lucifer.
People say that Good Omens is good too.
Yeah, Good Omens. I heard good things about. I have not seen that yet, but people were up in arms.
It's one of those Amazon shows. Like, I want to see that. I want to see. I really want to see The Boys. Like that. The previews for The Boys look fucking awesome.
Handmaid's Tale is really good on, but I think that's Hulu.
That's Hulu.
Yeah,
that's Hulu.
Yeah,
I've got Hulu. I could do that.
Yeah, Handmaid's Tale. At least the first two seasons. I haven't seen the third, but and I haven't seen most of the second. But the first part of the second season are really good. Of it's kind of a slow burn build up show, but it's kind of a dystopian. It's pretty relevant to today, man. The way that women are treated, and I like it quite a bit, man. It's a really good show. Another one
the only one on Hulu that I've watched is the Marvel Runaways. Yeah. It was all right, but you can tell it's like geared towards like a younger audience.
Yeah.
But it has like if you've watched TV shows, it has like a few of like recognizable actors on it and stuff like that.
Yeah,
a good watch is always Lupin the Third.
Hey, there's Lupin that guy from Buffy and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you know? There's something. Oh, the Wolf Creek series is actually really fucking good. I was really surprised. If you guys haven't checked that out, that's on Shudder, but I think you can get it on different services, but Wolf Creek season one is actually really fantastic, man. It has the same antagonist, the
Wolf Creek.
How dare you, Freak Five?
We're going with all these newer shows. Let me go back a while. Let's go with some older stuff.
Yeah,
like,
what you got for older stuff?
Fall Guy.
Oh yeah, Fall Guy, man. Well, yeah, of course.
Love the Fall Guy, like back in the '80s, like there are two guys that like they were like my heroes, like
Million Dollar Man.
Or, yeah, him like Kurt Sievers and what was his bionic name?
Oh, yeah,
we're just about over
Roger too. Or something. God, shit, what was his name?
Weiland says he's still peeved that the Sarah Connor Chronicles got canceled because of Terminator Salvation. Yeah, Sarah Connor Chronicles was really good.
Oh, and I gotta say, like, Lee Majors showing up in Ash vs. Evil Dead, which is another fucking
fantastic that's a great show, man. I'm glad you brought that up, man. Ash vs. Evil Dead. I really wish somebody would have picked that show up like Netflix, man. It would have been a perfect transition over to Netflix.
Yeah, but I kind of get the idea that that Bruce Campbell's kind of he's getting kind of old for the physical comedy. Like I get the idea it's kind of wearing on his body.
He does. He still wants to do it, man. Like I know
he said he's retired from being Ash.
Yeah, but
the way he said it kind of makes me think that it's like, yeah, like I can see that. Like
I was talking to Bernie about this break, man, and I think if they backed up the Brink truck like they did for Ash versus Evil Dead, he'd do it again, man. He would do it again.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't at that point? But yeah. Like he's getting older, you know?
Yeah, it was so good, man. That show was so good. There was an episode, I can't remember, I think it was season two, where I can't believe they went there, man, with the bathroom scene. I think you know what I'm talking about, Break.
There were a lot of scenes where I couldn't believe they went there. There was I think it was in the third season where he was in a sperm bank.
That was a great one, man. I was like, wow. That's a great show, man. Ash vs. Evil Dead was a ton of fun. I actually think they could do a spinoff with just Pablo and what I can't remember what the woman's
Kelly.
Name was. Kelly, yeah, I think they could do a spin-off.
They were fantastic.
They were great, man.
And they had a daughter. What was his daughter's name?
Yeah, they brought his daughter into it, which I thought was really interesting. They did a lot of good stuff with that show, man. That was a great show. Bates Motel, I don't know if I mentioned that. That was like the psycho thing. Like,
yeah, I watched, I think, an episode of it, and I was kind of bored
man.
With it.
No, man, it's really good. That show just gets better and better, man. I didn't watch the last season. But the first, like, three, I think, maybe four seasons was really, really good, man. Really, really good.
Let me see. I'm trying to think of, like, older shows. How about the A-Team?
Oh, that's a good show. Yeah.
A-Team. Knight Rider.
Knight Rider, of course.
Like, these shows that were, like, wrapped around, like, the awesome vehicles and stuff. Like, the A-Team has their van, and Airwolf obviously had the... Airwolf,
Airwolf, of course, man.
And of course, Kit. Who didn't love Kit?
Of course, man. Kit was awesome. Oh, you mentioned one Greatest American Hero. How could you?
Oh, fuck. I love Greatest American Hero.
How could you go wrong with that, man? It had one of the greatest fucking...
It had a great theme song and then Airwolf. Is that how I pronounce it? Oof. So it had a great theme song, and it was such a great theme song that they released a single of it, and they added an extra verse to it on the radio.
Yeah.
The extra verse sucked, by the way.
Yeah. The Simpsons, I know that the latter seasons of The Simpsons really, really fucking suck, but you can't take away from the greatness that was probably the first, seven seasons of The Simpsons. Star Trek, the original series.
And
great.
If you say Simpsons, I have to say Futurama. It never gets enough love. I love Futurama.
Yeah, Futurama is great too. No question about that.
Like every season of Futurama, I think personally, I prefer that to The Simpsons. Or
what about the Twilight Zone?
The new show that they did was pretty good. What's that? Unenchanted or something like that. I forget what it's on Netflix. It's actually
Disenchanted.
Disenchanted, yeah. It starts slow, but it got pretty good.
Twilight Zone. How could I forget Twilight Zone, man? That's a great one. And X-Files was a great show, too, man.
We're running up.
Yeah. Next Generation. We got a few minutes, man. I know you probably are hungry and stuff. What else? The Office is really good. I Love Lucy.
I love The Office,
if you want to go old school, I Love Lucy was a great show. Dexter was pretty good, except for... like, the last season really fucking sucked.
Okay, let me think of shows that were going on before I was born that were good. Laughing. That was a funny-ass show.
Andy Griffith Show, of course. That's a great show.
That's
a great show, man. How dare you?
I like Bewitched.
Bewitched is good. Yeah, Bewitched.
And I Dream...
Like I said, Frank and Break are old.
How dare you?
We're talking about shows that were on before we were born right now.
Yeah,
They already said I
Mr. Ed, Parks and Rec, The Office, Freak 5 says. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the good shows that were on before we were born, because there were some just...
Battlestar Galactica, Adam's Family.
This isn't a show that was on before I was born, but I need to get to watching seasons 2 and 3 of...
Which
one? Stranger Things.
Stranger Things, so good.
God, why didn't I even think of that? I was thinking about it earlier today. That's such a great
Stranger
show.
Stranger Things is so, so fucking good. Freak 5 is exiled, so he's now tied with
him. Anybody watch the new Twilight Zone yet?
It is good, man. It's really fucking good.
Where can you watch that?
CBS
what was
All
this
Access.
Other one? The Outer Limits. That was a good show, too.
Outer Limits was
good. It's on PBS.
Night Gallery was good. If you like Twilight Zone, Night Gallery is kind of in that. How about Bob Newhart? You guys ever watched Bob Newhart? Probably no.
No.
That had one of the best endings ever. Not the first show, but his second show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it turned out to be a great. Where everything turned out to be just a dream.
Yeah.
And that show, I didn't watch it often, but it did have one of the best jokes ever. This is my brother Daryl and my other brother Daryl.
Yeah. Monsters, of course.
Apparently Weyland did not like Stranger Things.
How could you not like Stranger Things, Weyland, man? I thought it was good, man. Like, they did really good with that, with character development in that show, man.
Night Court, really.
24.
Yes, Dungeon Buster, yes.
24 was a great fucking show until like the last season or so, but
24
really
had its ups and its downs. Like, some seasons were fantastic, other seasons are like, why is this going on?
24 is the
Perfect
reason
Strangers
why
is another great show. Family Matters and A Step by Step, those were all the
I blame 24 for the reason that Keith Sutherland was picked for the voice of Snake in MGS5 and
what about,
contributed nothing to the role.
What about Beverly Hillbillies? That's kind of a polarizing
like
one.
Hillbillies,
yeah, that's a good one. Quantum Leap, MacGyver, how about that?
I said Quantum Leap before. Quantum Leap is one of my all-time favorite shows and has one of the worst fucking endings I've ever seen.
I need to seriously watch Star Trek New Generation, but from the episodes I saw when I was a child, it was pretty good.
Next Generation.
Sanford and Son is one of the greatest shows of all time, and I'll fight anybody that says otherwise, man. That's
a funny-ass show.
Oh, God, that show's so
Have I told you, like, my experience the first time I watched Sanford and Son, or first, maybe it was like the the first few times I watched it, like, I saw the later seasons first, where his son had already moved on. So I thought the fat white guy was his son.
That, I think we need to end on that note, Breakman. That is,
I can't remember that guy's name, but I thought that was his son for a long time.
He adopted a white guy as a son.
Well, I don't know if he adopted him or not. Like, I just always, I was young, I just assumed that was his son.
That's awesome, man.
I didn't see it as a race thing at all. Like, it was just, oh, well, that must be his son, because that's the other guy.
That's fucking awesome, man. I love it. All right. On that note, we do have to end, man. We're way over time. But let's do our plugs. Let's go with Breakman. Your plugs, please.
You can follow me at Break_man on Twitter and at RP Grinders on Twitter, where you can ask your dear Breakman questions. He brings up Dungeon Buster brings up Deep Space Nine and Babylon 5.
Yeah, those are good.
He said that
ones,
was
man.
Great, but I never really watched Babylon 5.
Yeah, Babylon 5 was pretty good, man. I agree with that.
What about Doctor Who? I never got into Doctor Who.
Oh, Doctor Who's good, man. You need to watch it. The old and the new is really good, man.
So, yeah, like, where should I start, though, and where can I find any of them?
Start with the first, man. The first season. The very first season is good. Good stuff, man.
It's like the black and white ones.
Yeah, yeah. The first season's kind of a little obtuse, but after, I think, season two, you'll get...
Are they all on Netflix?
I'm not sure, man. I'm
or
not
is
sure
like the bulk of it on Netflix?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Eric, you need to get...
Who knows? Like, it's kind of weird when you... why they have, like, certain seasons on, like, Netflix and Hulu. Like, I forget what show I went to watch, and it was like, well, they don't have the first and second season of this? What the fuck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eric, you need to get Cody. If you can't find a service to watch shows, man, Cody's the best way to go. Just get a VPN, mm-hmm. man. Prison Break was a good show.
Oh, I love Prison Break. Yeah. There's actually a video game, too. Yeah. I bought the game, and... game isn't good at all.
Jefferson's a good show too.
Man. Oh, Sliders. I love
that.
Yeah,
Sliders is pretty good, man. I Tales from the Dark Side. That's another great one, man. Tales from the Dark Side. Incredible Hulk. I always go to bat for Incredible Hulk, man.
I know, but like that last movie, like they killed him by dropping him out of a plane. Yeah. Just like it was a, like that is speaking
how?
Of
how does that happen? Set.
Yeah. The worst endings ever, yeah. Like, the him dying from falling out of a plane, one of the worst endings in TV show history.
Yeah.
He, like, made him weaker than the MCU Hulk.
Miami Vice had some good seasons, man. There was a bunch of shit, but there was some good seasons of Miami Vice. All right, that's about it.
I'd understand if he like slipped out of the Hulk in the midfall, but not the
like he turned to Bruce and landed like and died because he was Bruce Bender. Yeah, no.
Tom Baker was a good Doctor Who dungeon.
He,
no
he like landed as the Hulk and then he turned back into Bruce Banner. Or I'm sorry, David Banner.
Yeah, David Banner. I know
because apparently at the time they thought Bruce Wayne. No, they were thinking at the time that show came out, the people who were in charge thought Bruce was too gay of a name.
Yeah.
So a homophobe reason.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, exactly.
Homophobia was the exact reason why his name was changed.
Yeah. All right.
Even though there was a TV show with Batman where he was Bruce Wayne that was
like, yeah, exactly. Batman the animated Batman the
yeah,
animated
which is
series.
Also which is like actually pretty gay in retrospect.
Yeah. Batman the animated series was fan fucking
at least that was that's what I read and that's what I saw as far as that, you know all the research that I did anyway. Mm-hmm.
Heroes was good up until the last fucking season, but all right. Breakman, your plugs, please.
Oh, V. Did we say V?
I said V a long time ago. Yeah,
you
did.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How dare I?
How dare you?
I didn't care for season four of the animated series that much.
Batman animated series is such a good show. Like there was, and there was a lot of like okay towards the later episodes. Gargoyles is another great show. Again, like a lot of these cartoons.
I think Eric mentioned
started going way off the tracks. Like the last season of Ninja Turtles, Shredder wasn't even in it.
Yeah. Okay. In Living Color was a great show, man. I love In Living Color. All right.
The CG Turtles show also did that with season five, though. But yeah, season five kind of was a bunch of short stories.
They didn't even call it like the same show. They gave it a new name.
Weiland says his middle name was Bruce, though, which is odd. Yeah, it was odd, man.
David right. Bruce Banner.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Breakman, your plugs, please. We need to get out of here.
I already did my plugs.
Oh, you did? Okay, Eric, your plugs.
You can find reviews I've written at sites like totallygn.com. I've got two reviews up there of Soul Seraph, which is not a good game. And the other one would be... hold on, I'm loading it right now. Agalos, that's right. I wanted to do more this week, but I've just been in a funk, and it's been hard to actually come up with things to write.
Yeah.
And or find time, because I've usually been tired or something, or running around.
Yeah.
But I'll get more stuff done this weekend after my stupid 8-hour workday tomorrow.
Yeah, that sucks, man. All right, what else you got, Eric?
But if you liked what I wrote and you want to support me, even as little as a dollar would help. You can go to my Patreon, Eric Kelly, or at my Twitter account. The link to my Patreon's there at EricRPG. And that's it.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches.
We're talking about G.I. Joe Resolute. You can watch that on Tubi. So that's for free.
There you go. You could actually catch me on another podcast I did called Hill of Roses. It was a political podcast that we had a lot of fun. We talked about how we can go forward with an ethical economy. So it was an interesting four-person format, and I think you guys would be very interested in listening to it. There was a lot of good ideas on the show. Not a ton of disagreement, but... I think you guys would like it, man. If you like what I say about politics on this show and you want just more of that, make sure you check that out. Hill of Roses. And you can follow them at Hill of Roses on Twitter. I thought it was a really good show, man. It was just good. You can also catch me on any of the consoles, RP Grinders. What else? I think that's about it to this week. Oh, thank everybody in chat. Who all was in chat? I know MXT was in there. Virgo Pros was in there. VNK. Dungeon was in there. Good friend Dungeon. I know Freak 5 was in there. Lurks. Wyland was in there. Cycle Motion. Slagar, I know, was in there as well. And Commander Root. And there, if I missed anybody, I apologize. And also a very special thank you to all the archive listeners on Twitch, YouTube, and, you know, everywhere else you can listen to us, Stitcher and, you know, Podbean, stuff like that. If you want to join us live, we're live every Friday, 7 Eastern time on YouTube and Twitch, twitch.tv/RPGrinders, or just search RP Grinders on either platform. And I will read your comments, etc. Most everybody goes on to the Twitch chat, although I do have the YouTube chat up as well when we do the show live. Anything else, gentlemen?
You can, I mean, if you want to play on like Xbox, and my name's Breakman on there.
Add Breakman on the Xbox, man. Okay, and that's about it. Thanks everybody so much. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you all back here next weekend. Until then, we're out.
Cowbell.
Oh, I gotta get to it. I don't know if I can reach it. Try. I'm going for it.
Oh, he got it in at the buzzer. Breakman with the cowbell. All right, everybody.